Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
In just a few weeks, we will have completed 365 days in the year 2018. And once again, as we wrap the year and welcome 2019, it is a tradition here on the Cigar Dave Show that we guide you in the world of champagnes and sparkling wines. And this year, because of the way the holidays are falling, Christmas and New Year's, we're going to do a combination year-end holiday show as well as a welcome to 2019 with Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. I have no idea where 2018 went, but it seems as though just days ago we were sitting here at the Davidoff Cigar Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa conducting 2018 tasting maneuvers, but now we get ready to ring in 2019er. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. It is your global five-star general and Alpha male in chief. Front and center, we have moved Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City, and we have some special guests who traditionally join us each and every year. First up, we've got Sommelier Dave, our resident sommelier. Greetings, Dave.
General, long ashes at you. Thank you for hosting me again for around the 20th, 21st time to celebrate a new year. I'm looking excited, very excited for 2019. I think it's going to be a great year for me and for all of us.
We hope so. And it's amazing, Sommelier Dave. I remember during the millennium, the change going from 1999 to 2000, where there was a big hysteria. Will your lights work? Will your car start? Will your computers work? Will your TV turn on? And there was a big just hype throughout the entire year going into the new millennium. And I remember thinking, okay, it's midnight. Let's turn on the TV. Yep, TV worked. Lights worked. I went and started my, everything worked. I'm like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I think life in general, people like to hype it and try to say things. You know, we could take that for almost every industry of life and just ignore it and just go on with yourself.
Everything went on just fine, and we rung in the new millennium in the same style we're going to do today with a great quantity of fabulous champagnes and sparkling wines. And also, we have two of our Puff Muffins. First up, we've got Princess Debbie, who is our master mixologist, who will be joining us. Greetings, Princess.
Thank you, General. Always a pleasure.
The pleasure is yours, as it should be.
Absolutely.
And we've got Honey Bear Kim, who joined us last year. You survived, Honey Bear Kim, and you couldn't wait to come back for another year of champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers.
I could not wait. When Princess called me, I was so excited. Thank you for having me.
And by the way, as we, I just want to say that as, you know, the year end is upon us, so too is the National Football League season. And I know, Honey Bear Kim, you're a big Detroit Lions fan. And about a week ago, my Buffalo Bills took care of the Detroit Lions in a come from behind victory from Josh Allen to a, in fact, is an undrafted receiver whose name escapes me. Sergeant Steve, what was it? Remember, Robert Foster, that's it, out of Alabama. Did you watch that game last week?
I watched it.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
It was good for you.
It was good for us, exactly. No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
They had a tough year.
Exactly, and we should say the reason we are razzing Honey Bear Kim is because you have a tie to the Detroit Lions that I'd like you to share.
Yes, I do. Last year you had him as a special guest.
Good.
Wayne Fonts is my father, and by the way, the winningest coach ever for the Detroit Lions. Very happy to say that.
That's right, and he had a great run.
Yes,
in fact, I watched this past weekend, they had a Football Life featuring Thurman Thomas, and they had Barry Sanders.
Yes.
That's right, and that was great, having Barry and Thurman on the same table.
Fabulous.
They both played in college together, and it was really a great back and forth. They were both fantastic players and great guys as well. All right, so we have, as always, our tradition here. We've got 20 different champagnes and sparkling wines that we will taste. We have got a total of 7 different champagne and sparkling wine cocktails that Princess Debbie, you have concocted for us.
I have.
You've got all the ingredients ready to go.
I do. We are ready to roll.
I should also introduce Tequila Jerry. Tequila Jerry, a noted tequila connoisseur. And also a cigar connoisseur. And Tequila Jerry, I understand you are providing bodyguard assistance for Honey Bear and for Princess, so we welcome you, too. And you got a cigar, too.
I do. And thank you for having us. Great to be here. And look forward to the maneuvers.
Absolutely. Now, as I said, because the way that Christmas and New Year's are falling this year, we are going to – this is kind of a combination holiday edition of the Cigar Dave Show and champagne and sparkling wine New Year's edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We're combining both. So as we enjoy the holiday season to all, I feel like I got ripped off because Hanukkah's over already. The Festival of Litation is done. It occurred early. And yet, those of you, if you listen for the first time, this will be Christmas will be coming up in a few days. And then if you're listening after Christmas, New Year's is coming up, Tuesday. So 3-4 days afterward. So we're kind of combining things. And I know, Princess Debbie, you always get in the festive holiday season. You don't have one tree. Normally you have two. I hear you actually have 4, and that there's a part of a sofa that you had to move that's always reserved for me, so you've created a special area for me to lounge after Christmas dining maneuvers.
Of course we did, General. There's always a special space for you.
As there should be. Now, okay, do you do real tree or faux tree? Not fake, faux.
We do a little bit of both. We do a little faux, we do a little real.
Well, which, a little bit of what? Which is, you have
two
one
and
one?
Two. No, two
you do
and
two.
Two
and two.
Mm-hmm.
Right, two and two. Honey Bear?
I always go faux. Sorry.
Go faux. Somalia Dave?
We're fake people.
Fake can be good in certain things.
Yes.
Sergeant Steve?
Fake.
Fake. Okay.
Much easier.
All right. Well, my Hanukkah bush is always
much
real.
Easier.
Yeah, it's cut from Jerusalem. They bring it and port it. So, in any event. So, hey. So, the good news is when it's done, you basically just put it back and... what do you do, Deb? Do you take it and get it mulched, the other tree, or do you plant it somewhere? And
we get it. We put it out to the curb and wait for someone to come
for
it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Fantastic. All right, so we've got a lot of holiday maneuvers that are going on. Now, let's talk about champagne and sparkling wine and Sommelier Dave, as we do each and every year. Before we get into talking about the specifics, about what is champagne, what are the types of champagne, the serving temperatures, let's go and give a list of all the champagne and sparkling wines we will be tasting today. We have a total of 20. We're outdoing ourselves. And by the way, this list is at CigarDave.com in PDF form, so you can take it to your wine store, your liquor store, and we've got some tasting notes that we will put on there. We will guide you, because most people, Sommelier Dave, they just don't know where to start.
Now, one thing you should do is look at your pocketbook, see the amount of money you want to spend. And they go to that section in the sparkling wine area and start looking at what is available at that price point and then work your way up the line.
All right. I am looking at my pocket. I have no book in my pocket. And I don't know why they call it a pocketbook, ladies, because there's doesn't fit in your pocket, and I know you two ladies do not have a purse that fits in your pocket any way, shape, or form. You could put a book. You could put about 10 encyclopedias in that, but I don't know why they call it a pocketbook. To me, it's,
we should Google
it's a purse.
That. We should Google that.
Yeah, and by the way, a man purse, not allowed on the Cigar Dave show. That is totally wussified beta and is unacceptable.
Agreed.
You know, Jerry, didn't you have a merce at one time?
No. Okay. Never.
Just checking. I heard Princess Debbie was maybe going to, as your gratuity for providing protective services, was going to actually give you a merce to, you know,
not
put your
in
weapon.
This lifetime.
Okay, good. Just checking. All right, Somalia Dave, let's go over the list that we have. We've got a very a much varied list of great champagne, sparkling wines, different flavors. So let's talk about the list.
You're going to start off with Italy, Martini and Rosti Asti, Copo Moscato di Asti. We're going into France, Charles de Frere Brut, Grandiel Brut Rosé. Over to Spain, we're going to do Rondel Brut. Then to California, your favorite state of the Union, we're going to do some Corbel Brut Extra Dry. Over to France for some Alaia Brut, Vollinger Brut, Delamonte Blanc de Blanc. Back to California, Corbel Natural. To France, Gosset Brut, Charles Boisset Cremant. Over to Italy for some nice Prosecco from Santa Marina. Back to California, we're doing Corbel Sweet Cuvée, Sweet Rosé, and their Brut Rosé. Back to France for Billcrest Simone Brut Rosé. Italy for one of your favorites that we brought in years ago, Rosa Regali, and then Princess, we end it with you with the Veuve Clicquot.
For the Widow Clicquot, Veuve Clicquot, Princess, that's your favorite. One of the finest champagnes available.
Very, very nice.
That's right, so we always end it with that.
Thank you, General.
My pleasure. And Banffy Rosa Regale,
yeah.
You were the one that
I
turned me on to
it.
That Sommelier Dave. I remember it's got to be, like we said, about 20 years ago.
Sure.
And you called it the Dame Panty Dropper.
Yeah, it was
because
a panty dropper.
Once the dames take it, that's it. That's why I tell all alphas, for your harem, you should always have several bottles ready to go. Now, in this hashtag MeToo movement, of course, where they're going crazy over the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside and Don't Leave. You could be put something in your drink, all that politically incorrect nonsense. We don't subscribe to that. I think that a true alpha should have the proper libations and the proper beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Banffa Rosa Regale with some dark chocolate.
Definitely.
A little bit of Ghirardelli dark chocolate.
I've got a box of them.
Lindt dark chocolate. Yeah. You can't go wrong. You give some to the dames, they will absolutely go crazy.
Yes, they will.
Hashtag, they will love it. Hashtag, screw me too. and by the way, if there are any feminists that would like to debate me, I keep begging. I'm looking for a feminist. The only requirement I have is if you come on the Cigar Dave show to debate me, I do ask that you shave your facial hair, your underarm hair, your leg hair, because I am properly groomed. In fact, I'm just feeling right now. Princess, go ahead, feel my, like a baby's ass.
Creamy, yeah.
Creamy. As Rocky would say, your face is creamy, it's smooth, it's buttery, it's nutty. All right, so when we come back, we will go into champagne and sparkling wine 101, everything you need to know about the origins of champagne, the various flavor profiles, sweetness, how to serve it, how to open it. A lot of people make a big mistake when it comes to opening your champagne and sparkling wine. You have come to the right place. It is Cigar Dave's Happy New Year and Holiday Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers, front and center.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gurkha Ghost Gold. This new addition to the Ghost line features an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Criollo 98 binder, and fillers from the U.S., Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
We make no apologies for living the good life, including cigars, libations, grilled meat, and on New Year's Eve, enjoying lots of bubbly with great friends. Happy New Year's champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers with the global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
Bubbly and bodacious babes, as always. Now, we have an answer to the question. Where did the term pocketbook come from? So, Honey Bear Kim, you have the answer.
I have the answer. The word origin and history for pocketbook. In 1610s, originally a small book meant to be carried in one's pocket. From pocket plus book, meaning a book-like leather folder for papers, bills, etc. There you have it.
Okay, but now the pocketbook has become a gigantic
right.
bin. Like a Louis Vuitton
right.
bin.
Of, Chanel,
and women are
Gucci,
like, I can't
Louis.
Find my keys. I know it's in here somewhere. And they're like, I can't find my keys. I can't find this. And they're digging it. I mean, literally there are crumbs from an old sandwich in there. There's perfume from like 1985. It's unbelievable. Do you ladies go through your pocketbooks, your purses on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay, where's your purse,
you just,
princess?
I have my
princess
Gucci.
Has a fancy
Let me see.
Purse.
Let me see. Now, how big is it? Wait a minute. I want to see.
Not big.
Oh, that's small. No, normally you're supposed to have a big one that's got enough to last you, like, you know, for, like, living 6 months.
I have my dog in mine.
Oh, there you That would be a cat if yeah. you had a dog in there. That would be a cat. All right, so let's talk about champagne and sparkling wine. Sommelier Dave, champagne or sparkling wine. If it's champagne, it comes from the Champagne region of France. It is wine that undergoes a secondary fermentation of the wine in the bottle to create carbonation. And primarily, the grapes are Sommelier Dave?
For in Spain, or France, it'd be Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay. But there are four other grapes that can be used now that are planted there. Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Arbane, Petit Messelet.
Now, the Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, those are dark grapes.
Correct. They're the two dark-skinned grapes. Juice will be white. Skins are dark. Chardonnay is white juice, white skin.
Now, why are you able from a dark-skinned grape? How come the champagne is still light?
Well, because what you're doing is you're taking just the juice itself.
Not the skin.
Correct. Usually in still wine, you would put the skins on the juice itself to get a little bit of that color, to get some of the tannins, the acidity, and all that.
Now, champagne became associated with royalty in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. Leading manufacturers made efforts to associate their champagnes with nobility and royalty, but it became popular among the emerging middle class. The Romans, the first to plant vineyards in the area northeast of northeast France, the Champagne region, tentatively cultivated by the 5th century. And contrary to legend and popular belief, Dom Perignon did not invent sparkling wine, but he did make important contributions to the production and quality of both still and sparkling champagne wines. Older recorded sparkling wine is Blanquette de Limoux, which was invented by Benedictine monks in the Abbey of St. Hilaire in 1531. And over a century later, the English scientist and physician Christopher Marek documented the addition of sugar to a finished wine to create a secondary fermentation 6 years before Dom Perignon set foot in the Abbey of Hautevillers. So consequently, there's some English, there's some British, even though everybody thinks that it's French.
Right.
The Brits got involved. Mick the Brit will be very, very happy about that.
Yeah, when you look at it, the English have drank sparkling wine, have consumed a lot of French wine. So over in England, the weather doesn't preclude that they can grow grapes enough to where they can have a good quality production. So they would get all the juice from France and all that.
Now, when we talk about champagne, first thing you think of is bubbles. It's called the bubbly.
Right.
All right, and that's because of the carbonation that is in the champagne or sparkling wine bottle.
Correct. So there's various ways you can do that. Most that we consume is the method Champenoise, which is there's a induction of yeast into the bottle to create that secondary fermentation. You can also do a Charmant method, which is the secondary fermentation is done in a large tank. You can do the transfer method, the continuous method, or just carbonation being injected to a still wine.
And when you pour the champagne initially into a dry glass, the bubbles form on imperfections in the glass that facilitate, this is very scientific, so don't try this at home, nucleation. And so what happens is, if you look under a microscope at the glass, you don't want a perfect finished glass.
No, you don't.
You actually want some roughness, which causes the bubbles
to explode and come up.
Nucleation.
Right.
Yeah. I learned that from the Cigar Dave R&D laboratory guys.
Nice.
Yeah, they wear the pocket protectors that create
Beautiful.
Our litation devices.
Impressive.
Very impressive. All right, so let's talk about the sweetness, because that's the first thing that people say is, you know, dry, brut, sweet. They have no idea, and there's a lot of confusion. So let's look at the scale. Sweetness, what I consider the driest, which is a term I use, is extra brut, which is less than 6 grams of sugar per liter.
Correct. And then you're going to go into the brut style.
So brut, so even though people say extra brut is not going to be the sweetest. It's the lowest.
Yeah, and there's very little of it actually made. And your most consumed style is the brut style. So that's what you're going to find in the store when you're looking to purchase.
Then we go to brut, which is less than 6 to 12 grams.
Correct.
Then a sweeter is the extra dry, and that's where people get confused because they say, wait a minute, extra dry, that's not going to be sweet. Extra dry is sweeter than brut.
Yeah, it was a play on words the French did to the English because they've had this relationship where, yeah, you want a drier style, we'll make it extra dry, but they made it actually sweeter.
All right, and then there are three sweeter varieties that you don't see often. Sec, which is between 17 and 32 grams of sugar per liter. Demi-sec, which is very sweet, 32 to 50. And Dou, which is at least 50. And that's super sweet on the scale.
Yeah, that would be for certain occasions where maybe with a dessert of some sort, you need something that much sugar.
So really, for most people, extra dry and brut. So let me, to all of our alphas and some of the dames that are listening, let's get this straight. On the scale of sweetness to dryness, extra dry is the sweetest. Then you have brut, and extra brut is not the sweetest. So, and we'll post, we have all the information at CigarDave.com, because there's a lot of confusion. People say, oh, extra dry. No, no, I want something sweet. But it is sweet.
That's what they want.
Exactly. So we're going to guide you. It is Cigar Dave's New Year's 2019 Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers with Sommelier Dave, Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve. We continue from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City.
Follow along with the General for Happy New Year Champagne Celebratory Maneuvers. Download the tasting list now at CigarDave.com.
Every month, I strive to bring you the best cigars to feature in the Cigar Dave Officers Club. We have had incredible selections. Last month, selection over the top from the world of Davidoff. We have a great selection for December 2018 featuring the Gurkha Ghost Gold. The success and popularity of the original Gurkha Ghost led to the creation of the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Bolder flavor profile. If you prefer a richer, more medium to full-bodied cigar, you will love the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Criollo 97 wrapper, Dominican, Nicaraguan, and USA fillers. When we launched this cigar, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo mid-August, every box that was available for sale sold out. You will love this cigar. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars such as the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Sit back and relax as the General gives you the intel you need to ring in the new year properly. It's Cigar Dave's 2019 Happy New Year's Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers.
And joining me at the Davidoff Cigar Lounge in the cigar city of Tampa, where it moved the Ford Theater of Operations and Command Center Alpha, we've got our resident sommelier, Sommelier Dave, been our sommelier for 20 years. Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve. All right, as we give you all the information you need to buy and acquire fine champagne and sparkling wines, when you walk into a champagne or sparkling wine store or wine store, I want you to look like you have all the ammo and knowledge that you need. You will look like a pro. And for those of you that are procuring your harem, or you have a new dame, or even an existing harem of one, the wife, the girlfriend, You want to look like you know what you're doing. It's an alpha. It's imperative. Confidence. Have to have the knowledge. I'm going to give both of those to you. Sommelier Dave, let's talk about styles. We talked about sweetness. Styles of champagne in terms of there's cavas and cremants, blanc de blanc. Give us a little preview.
Well, what you have is you'll see a lot. Most of them are non-vintage, so there won't be a date on the actual bottle, and it'll be a blend from multiple years. They don't necessarily have all the juice from a particular year in that bottle. It could be from last year, the year before, or when it was really a good vintage. They'll save some of the wine to make champagne in a future date. You have Prestige Cuvée, which is the proprietary blend of the house, and it's what they're telling everybody their best champagne is. You have Blanc de Noir, Blanc de Blanc, Rosés. And you have, those are your
and
different
Blanc
styles.
Blanc is,
Cremant.
So Blanc de Noir is white
of
black.
Right, of the Pinot Meunier, Pinot
Right, and Blanc de Blanc
Noir.
Is white of white.
Right, Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, gotcha. All right, now let's talk about temperature, serving temperature for champagne. You don't want it warm. You definitely don't want it too cold.
Yeah, you definitely got to be careful because your hands, your body temperature's 98 degrees or whatever, and you're going to grab a bottle of sparkling wine champagne. Most optimum temperature should be somewhere around 45 to 52 degrees. So you got to be careful. Make sure you have a towel because your hands are going to be warm. If you miss open that bottle, that cork's going to shoot off, and it has a PSI of 90.
And we will get into the proper way of opening champagne and sparkling wine. So about 45 to 50 degrees.
Yeah, 45 to 52. Do not chill your glasses. If you chill your glasses, you can lose some of the sparkle.
Now, stemware, very important, because that's the reason we see a flute, a champagne flute, where basically your hand does not touch the bowl where the champagne or sparkling wine will be because of the warmer body temperature.
Correct. And then what happens is as the bubbles come up, you eat with your eyes. So if you see all these nice little tiny bubbles come up, you're starting to salivate, and you're going, wow, this is going to be great.
You just, you know, talk about tiny bubbles. I'm thinking about Don Ho.
There you go.
You know what? There's nothing like a visit to the Ho House, as I say, because Don is such a welcome host.
Oh,
that when you're at the Ho House, you just feel like you belong. It's a wonderful experience visiting. All right. Now let's talk about, we talked about the stemware, glass flute, crystal flute. Even if you get a plastic flute,
it should be long, extended.
Exactly. Don't put it in a little, you know, like solo paper cup. That's just not going to work. Or a plastic cup. A plastic cup's not going to work.
Never.
You're right.
Never.
Get one of those phony plastic. Much, much better. Right, however, at Casa Princess, I can tell you that does not exist.
Never.
It's all fine champagne flutes. All champagne stemware, the best.
Some of the finest from your mom.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. A few years ago, she
gave
you some. I forgot about that. That is correct, yes. Now, let's talk about opening, Sommelier Dave. Very, very important. People think it's great. You want to see the cork fly across the room.
Never.
That's not what you want to do.
No.
You want a towel, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You put your towel onto the cork.
Well, you put your palm of your – I'm right-handed, so I'm going to twist the cage off with my right hand. I have my left palm on the actual cork so that it doesn't take off. And then I'm going to put my thumb on the cage, get the cage off of this bottle. Thank you very much.
Now, Sommelier Dave, you got the towel on there. Now, before we pop the cork, very important, you do not turn the cork. You hold the cork in your hand still. You twist the bottle.
The bottom,
and
right?
That's when you get the sound that you want, but without the cork flying all over the place.
Correct. And for the traditionalists of France, they don't like the big sound of pop.
Well, screw the French. They're all rioting, and Paris is in shambles. Yeah. We won the war for them. We don't care what the French think. We like the sound. We beat them. They'd be speaking Deutsch German right now if it weren't for us. And look at Mackie Macron right now. He's begging.
I'm sorry, I bring that up. They get excited.
Please, oh, France. I'm sorry I raised the taxes. Oui, oui. I will bring the taxes back. Give me another chance. I'm a wussified beta. Please. We don't care what the French think. All right. So before we do that, somebody, Dave, wait. We've got to talk about what it's going to be. It's Martini and Rossi Asti. Now, this is a go-to sparkling wine. This is from Italy. What would you consider this, an extra dry?
No, this is a suite. This would be an extra dry. Yeah.
Extra dry to sec, somewhere in that neck of the woods. You're talking about $8 to $10 a bottle. It is a go-to, keep a bottle around. It's going to be a little bit on the sweet side, but you can never go wrong. If you know nothing about champagne, you want something once a year, get a bottle of Martini and Rossi Asti. You can't go wrong. So, Sommelier Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready. I think I got it. Here we go.
Three,
two, one. There you go.
Happy New Year 2019. And let's open that up. Pour that. Oh, look at the bubbles coming on this.
So this is the Moscato grape, and the town is Asti, over in Italy, in the Piemonte region
of
Italy.
Nice fruitiness on the nose. We'll say Happy New Year. Cheers to all. Take a sip. That's sweet, but that's good. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have dessert or as an aperitif, this would be something to do. If you're having a meal where you're eating a lot of dry, you're drinking some dry wines, at the end of the night, you want to put a little bit of sweetness back on your palate. Just a glass of this would suffice.
Very, very pleasant. Can't go wrong. And as I hear Auld Lang Syne, it reminds me when I was a kid staying at my grandparents' Cigar Abe and Nanny Ida. They would always, on their Zenith Space Age television with remote control, remember those big console TVs?
Yes,
they would always have Station 4, as my grandmother would say. You'll put Station 4 on, which was CBS, no cable back then, and they would watch Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians on CBS starting at 11:30, and you would see all the people from the Waldorf Astoria Ballroom, the ladies with the big bouffants, the honeydew bouffants, or whatever you call it, the cat-eye glasses.
Right.
And people that were like 30, 40, 50 looked like they were 100. They all looked old back then, I swear. And I remember, there was some celebrity they had, and I remember Googling him about a year ago. I'm like, I remember him on Guy Lombardo. God, the guy must have been like 70 when he was on. He was like 48. It's incredible how older people look back in the 60s and 70s. I don't know what it is, but I remember we'd always be watching my sister and I, then my parents would call a few minutes after midnight to wish us a Happy New Year, whatever party they were at. So quick memories, Sommelier Dave, of growing up with New Year's.
Well, similar to you with Guy Lombardo, we watched it all the time, and we could stay up till midnight. We would never be able to drink or toast with any beverage or anything, but then we'd go right to bed and nap. But it was always fun.
Well, Cigar Abe would always give me a little bit of Crown Royale.
Yeah.
He'd say, you'll have a little, Dave. You'll have a little Crown Royale. Just
and
a little
sip. Never did that for me.
Listen, it's good for you. You know, it's medicinal. It was finally.
Sure.
When I was five, he used to let me take one, two puffs of his cigar.
I got castor oil.
Castor oil? No. Cigar Abe would say, I'll give you a puff, but don't tell your daddy.
Nice.
Great times. All right, go ahead, Honey Bear.
Stay home. My dad would make steaks and on the grill and smoke a great cigar like yourself. And me and my brothers would, go steal the liquor somewhere and go do a quick sip of something. But always had Dick Clark on.
Oh, that's right, Dick Clark
always
afterwards.
Always had Dick Clark and always a great meal.
Yes, Dick Clark. I'll never forget Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. And Dick Clark was about 178 when he finally retired. It was time. Dick, it's time. It was time. And Princess Debbie up in upstate New York.
Oh,
Utica?
God. Yeah, the snow up to the windows. Oh, it was so fun. But we toasted. The whole family toasted. We had ginger ale. Parents had champagne. And Lawrence Welk, Guy Lombardo. We watched everything. It was great.
There you go. Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians.
Yeah.
All right, Tequila Jerry, you grew up in the Cigar City. No snow for you.
No, well, we had lots of fun. All the family would come over, and we were drinking and partying. And same thing, Dick Clark. That was our go-to. And I didn't get to do a shot of tequila at the end of that, but they did turn me on to 7 and 7.
7 and 7. There you go.
Nice.
7 Seagram's, 7 and 7 Up from Canada. There you go. Where all the great bootleggers used to cross from Canada to Buffalo and Detroit. Back in the Prohibition era. So, very good. All right, so we have got number one of our 20 champagnes and sparkling wines. When we come back, we'll conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. What's the next sparkling wine, just as a preview, that we'll be enjoying, Sommelier Dave?
We're going to do Copo Moscato di Asti.
So we're
going to
stay in Italy.
Yep.
You can never go wrong with Italy. Italian food, sparkling wine, you can never go wrong. And, Princess, what's the first champagne sparkling wine libation we'll be enjoying?
General, of course, it's our five-star salute.
The five-star salute. I got to make the five-star royal salute. I like that. The National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony during this special holiday and Happy New Year edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change. On Monday, listen to the best of as Ken Murray, Linda, and I make predictions for 2019. Stillwater selling. What's going to happen with Trump? What's happening in the world? Education changes. This and much more right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, we've got a very special cigar that we will enjoy. It is the Davidoff Exclusive Tampa Edition that was launched actually at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest at The Rock, at the Hard Rock Casino in the Cigar City of Tampa on November 21st of 2015, exclusively available at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City and the Corona stores in Orlando. Let me tell you about this blend. Uses a Connecticut Ecuadorian Rojiza wrapper. The binder is from the Dominican Republic, and so is the filler. It is a mild, creamy, very smooth cigar on the palate. It comes in one size only, a Bellicoso. Pointed tip, 6 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge, 52/64 of an inch in diameter at the foot of the cigar. And as I said, made its exclusive debut back at the 2015 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest at The Rock, Hard Rock Casino. $20 per cigar, comes in boxes of 10. It's a beautiful cigar, only available, as I said, in, four stores. And I believe you can go at coronacigars.com and get that as well. But that's what everybody will enjoy today. It goes perfectly with the champagne and sparkling wines we will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
You can hear my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go on this fantastic-looking Bellicoso.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, this is an absolute gigundous blowtorch. In fact, they call this, from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, this is the Cigar Dave Welder's Arc, because when you look at it, it looks like a welding blowtorch. This thing is absolutely humongous, and they actually made this out of a special alloy containing titanium, various lead. When you feel this thing, don't take this to an airport. It will be confiscated without any question. So that's what I will enjoy today, the Cigar Day Prototype Welder's Arc.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut as always. I will gently toast the foot of this cigar. Let me scale down the welder's torch just a little bit. There we go. Much better. Actually, there's some construction outside, and I could probably climb on some of those steel beams and weld these things together. So let me toast the foot of this beautiful Davidoff Tampa 2015 magnificent-looking cigar. Gently toast the foot of this stick. All right, I'll now puff and rotate. Great flavor. Oh, yeah, nice. Very pleasant. Fantastic. My cigar is properly lit. This is going to go beautifully with the 19 remaining champagnes and sparkling wines that we still have to get to. So without any further delay.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Sommelier Dave, next sparkling wine on the list from Italy comes to us.
Copo Moscato d'Asti.
Copo Moscato d'Asti, similar style to the Martini and Rossi Asti. Moscato grapes, going to be sweet when you are ready. Wait a minute.
It has a twist off.
What? What? There I feel like go. I am ripped off.
Nope. Look at the bubbles.
But it doesn't have this. I'm sorry. The twist doesn't have the same like the cork.
This is for someone that doesn't have the ability to pop it.
No.
They can.
So this is made for liberal Democrats.
Yes.
And betas.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So they can't figure it out. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Excellent. So
you're going to get a nice draw yellow color.
Yeah.
Floral notes of peach pear overtones. And it's going to be a fresh taste, and it goes very well with cake, cookies, and biscotti.
Wow, is that ever sweet.
That's sweet.
Holy
yeah.
Mackerel.
That's sweet.
Holy domino sugar, as Batman Robin would say. All right, what'd you think, Princess?
Oh, it is sweet, but, it would be great after dinner as a dessert wine.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
It's great for that.
What'd you
very
think?
Nice.
Yeah, a little sweet for
Honey
me,
Bear.
But I agree. If I had a sweet tooth and I didn't have dessert, I would drink this.
Yeah, the only thing that's getting me again is that twist-off cap. I'm not getting the
yeah.
full
well, that's
wine
for the
experience.
People that can't go through what I'm going through.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So we've got now the second one. Very, very nice. Suggested retail on that.
You're looking at around $18.
Very, very nice. I'll tell you what. The Martini and Rossi Asti, the Copo Moscato di Asti. If you like sweet after dinner, you don't know what to get, you can't go wrong with an Asti. Italian, I'll tell you, you should always have a bottle or two of these in your home year-round. It's very, very pleasant. I'll tell you what. We'll go with a very nice Connecticut Shade wrapped cigar. Very nice. Next up, Sommelier Dave, we're going to France.
We're going to France. This is going to be a blend of Uni Blanc.
Hold on a second. One second. Let me grab that towel, that white towel. Hold on a second. Give me the towel. Before you do anything, just hang on to that. I want to make the French feel right at home. I'm waving the surrender towel, the white surrender towel, just like Macron is. I surrender towards the yellow coats and the protesters. I surrender. America, take us. We don't want you, France. We don't want it. It's over.
I knew there was meaning to that.
You knew I was going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Could not resist. All right, Sommelier Dave, in 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
That was a 10-star all the way. That's a 10 on a 10-star scale of champagne poppiness. Now, the Charles de Fer Brut Blanc de Blanc.
So very
white
nice.
From white. Tell me about this.
It's Uni Blanc, Dorel, and Gargania. It's going to be fresh white fruit bouquet, probably pear and apple, with a clean finish on the backside.
Getting a little yeasty notes on the nose. Yep. All right. We'll say cheers to that.
This is something that's very affordable, around $12.
Coming off those big sweetness, it's a little bit flat to me. Mm-hmm. But what'd you think,
Honey
Bear?
Little flat, but mild.
Mild,
so
yeah,
I enjoy
exactly.
the mildness. Yes, yeah, just a little flat. Yeah.
You're going to have a couple
good
tastes.
Good for mimosas. Yeah,
right.
You know, use that with mimosas.
Right,
that
for $12,
yeah.
That's a great mixing for libations, champagne and sparkling wine libations. Speaking of which, Princess Debbie, what will we already previewed what the first
Debbie's
cocktail will be.
So, try it with both.
All right, so what do we have first up?
We are going to have our 5-star salute.
We're going to call it the 5-star royal salute.
5-star royal salute.
Yes, we're going to add a little bit more regalness to it this year. The 5-star royal salute, and it's very, very simple. It contains champagne. And, Princess?
It contains Crown Royal. And so we will put the champagne in the glass, top it off with a little Crown Royal. And, of course, like Abe said, we're going to stir it with our middle finger.
That's right. Cigar Abe, my grandpa, and he never measured anything. I remember he'd take a shot glass, he'd just pour it in, he'd go, stir it with his finger. He goes, yeah, a little bit more. Keep going. Put a little more in there. There you go. And I'll never forget, he'd go out, and he'd bring back a drink. He'd have his Crown Royal on the rocks, and they'd say, how is it? He'd go, send us back and put more Crown Royal. So we'll say cheers. The memory of my grandfather's Cigar
cheers.
Abe. And
cheers.
Annie Iden, Cigar Abe, he was the one I first was exposed to cigars. He's in the wallpaper and paint business. He would have his 6 cigars, gold labels, made in Tampa, lined up in his shirt pocket every morning. And he would smoke those. I remember being in the truck with him. He'd give me the band. He'd give me the boxes. Loved being around him. I was the only grandkid to pick up cigars. That's why I was always the favorite. Mm-hmm. Loved cigars. Loved being around him. People always say, what's your favorite cigar? And I say, it's not what my favorite cigar is. It's who you're smoking it with. And there's one person I wish I would have smoked a cigar with today, and that is my grandfather, Cigar Abe. So I will say cheers to Cigar
cheers.
Abe. Exactly.
Cheers
as I
Abe.
Takes my royal salute. There we go. All right, let's take a sip of this. You know what? It's nice. It's got the champagne with just a touch of Crown Royal. Cigar Abe, my grandfather, would love this. He'd say, pour some more Crown in there for me. And he'd have a cigar in his left hand. All right, hour number one of our special holiday and Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We have much more coming your way in hour two. With Sommelier Dave, Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve, and yours truly, your Alpha Male in Chief, the General, Cigar Dave.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama,
dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. You get me every time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The suspect in a cop killing Wednesday arrested yesterday some 300 miles from the crime scene. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen says the suspect was in the U.S. illegally.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant. He was found at a residence in the Bakersfield, Kern County area.
Christensen blamed California's sanctuary law for preventing local authorities from reporting the man to federal immigration officials. Meanwhile, the community of Newman held a vigil last night for Corporal Reneal Zing. Newman County City Councilman Casey Graham, who's a police officer as well as a neighboring in a neighboring police department as well as a city councilman, says Zing was a good friend and a great policeman.
He's an unbelievable person, always happy, always smiling, always joyful, joking around, doing a job he absolutely loved, and serving our community.
President Trump is touting big progress in talks between the U.S. and China to head off further escalation in a year-long trade war.
Here's some news that may calm some nerves on Wall Street. President Trump says via Twitter that he had a long and very good call with the president of China regarding trade. Trump tweets, "Deal is moving along very well, if made. It will be very comprehensive, covering all subjects, areas, and points of dispute. The U.S. wants China to address intellectual property theft and other aggressive measures that have driven Beijing's efforts to topple U.S. technological dominance." Shelley Antler, Washington.
A man forced open a locked gate on the perimeter of the Hanover Airport in northern Germany today drove a car onto the airfield and parked underneath an airliner before being detained. No one was hurt, but flights had to be suspended for more than 4 hours. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug-In and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
The two-year-old son of a Yemeni woman who sued the Trump administration to let her into the country to be with the ailing boy has died. That's according to the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
Abdullah Hassan died in a hospital in Oakland where his father, Ali Hassan, brought him to get treatment for a genetic brain disorder. Hassan is a U.S. citizen. Hassan and his wife, Shaima Sweely, moved to Egypt after marrying in war-torn Yemen in 2016. Sweely is not an American citizen and remained in Egypt while fighting for a visa. When the boy's health worsened, Hassan went ahead to California in October to get him help. Sweely held her son for the first time in the hospital on December the 19th, after a hospital social worker reached out to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which sued on December the 16th. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A fiery car crash in Lower Manhattan near the World Trade Center this morning had left one person dead, three others injured.
All that's left of one of the vehicles doesn't even look like a car anymore. It's just a burnt-out, crumpled piece of metal. Police say it all started when a 37-year-old man driving an Audi on the West Side Highway lost control and struck a Honda, which flipped over and caught fire. The female driver inside that car was killed. Then the Audi hit two more vehicles, sending those inside to the hospital before hitting two parked cars. The Audi driver tried to flee with his dog, a Rottweiler. Police arrested him, and the dog was sent to animal care. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say five correctional officers had to be treated for possible smoke inhalation this week after a teenage prisoner lit a fire in her cell at the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women. The incident happened on December the 23rd. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I thoroughly enjoy every puff of my Davidoff Tampa 2015 with a beautiful Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, and surrounded by magnificent champagnes and sparkling wines, a total of 23 down, 17 more to taste. And two lovely honorary haremets. We've got Princess Debbie and Honey Bear Kim. We've got Sommelier Dave. You're not a member, honorary member of my harem, Sommelier Dave. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying.
There's a lot wrong with that.
And we've got Tequila Jerry as well, Sergeant Steve. We have our combination year-end. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers underway. We celebrate the end of 2018, one of my favorite parts of the year, holidays, festivities, and we get ready to ring out the old and ring in the new. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. As always, don't forget, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Love, I'd say my social media of choice is Twitter, especially during Sundays when my Bills are playing or my Syracuse Orange or even the Buffalo Sabres and Tampa Bay Lightning. But make sure you follow us over on Twitter at Cigar Dave Show and all these social media outlets. We have got this hour 17 more champagnes and sparkling wines to taste. We've got, a total of six more champagne and sparkling wine cocktails that Princess Debbie is mixing for us, master mixologist, and just general good cheer and happy times, and that's what it is all about. Sommelier Dave, we welcome you back, and as we celebrate the holidays, let's talk before we get back to champagne and sparkling wine. How do you spend the holidays, Christmas and New Year's? Give us a little run through.
Well, I am blessed to have three children, two grandchildren, but I'm also blessed to have a 93-year-old mother. So we're going to get together at my sister's house with family, siblings, and have Christmas with my mother.
Sommelier Mama.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a good time.
And you're staying right around here in the Cigar City area.
Yeah, in St. Pete. My sister lives in St. Pete.
Fantastic. All right, Honey Bear, what are you doing? I may see you actually. Oh, no, you're going out of town.
I am. So each year we flip it because my husband's family's from Michigan, that beautiful state of Michigan. And so we will be there this year, and I'm very blessed to be celebrating Christmas with my husband's grandfather, who just celebrated 100-year birthday this year.
Mazel tov to him.
Fantastic.
He's doing fabulous.
Outstanding.
So, yeah.
Up in Michigan.
Up in Michigan.
Beautiful.
Let it snow.
Okay, I remember growing up in Buffalo, going to Syracuse, Princess Debbie, you'll remember this, from November to March, gray, overcast, dreary, gets dark at like 4:40 in the afternoon, snow, and it's great for the first day, and then it sits there for 3 months, and it's black, and
black.
It's slushy. And then every morning you get another inch or so of snow, and you got a little hole through the front windshield to try to see through. I don't miss that.
No.
So you're just going up for what, about a week?
5 days, and we're out.
5 days. Get in. The good
if
thing
you
is,
can get out.
Yeah.
If you can get out. But look outside. See this? This is what it's going to be like here.
We get spoiled.
Beautiful.
You know, beautiful weather here in the Cigar City with sun and palm trees, even though it's, on the chillier side. But it's nice. It feels good. Princess Debbie, I know what you'll be doing.
You do.
Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, I'll be with my family. Christmas Eve, the warden has that, my sister.
The warden, yes. Warden Lisa. Yes, yes.
Christmas Day, of course, you'll be joining us in all your rapture. We have your space reserved.
Well, exactly. My space on the couch after dinner for me to take a little siesta, a little snooze. Sure. It's very important.
General snooze.
And remember, last time when I was over there, what was the last holiday I was there for? Easter. A couple of people sat on my designated area. Jerry will tell you, I was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was very perturbed.
Well,
but I was polite about it. But, yeah, there should be a reserve sign on there. Reserve
the harem
for the general.
Will not allow that this year.
Exactly.
We will
and Tequila Jerry, I understand that you will be, you're bartending and serving and valet parking for Debbie's party.
Yes,
I'm
hanging with Princess Debbie all day and all night.
Sergeant Steve, what will you be up to?
We stay home for Christmas with my two young sons, and then New Year's, my sister, her husband, daughters, and my mom's coming in.
Fantastic. And, of course, I'm lamenting the fact that Hanukkah's over. We got screwed because it was too early this year. But we did have lots of good times and great food, great potato latkes, potato pancakes, and great festivities as always. So wherever you are celebrating, we wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy New Year. Now, Sommelier Dave. We have tasted three champagnes and sparkling wines. We started from Italy, the Martini and Rossi Asti and the Capo Moscato d'Asti, both $10, $18, very sweet. Then we went to the Charles Defer Brut Blanc de Blanc, white of whites, more of a, I didn't say blah, but just neutral, if you will.
Well, it's hard to go to that after we
drank. It is very sweet.
The Asti.
$12, but a great mixing champagne
for...
If you're going to make any sort of concoctions,
correct.
If you're a mixologist, great to use that champagne for any cocktails, mimosas, whatever the case may be. Now we're going to enjoy the Grandial Brut Rosé. Tell me about this.
Well, we're going to stay in France. The grape varietal is Bobal, B-O-B-A-L. It's going to have a very attractive salmon rose color, and it's going to be dominated by notes of red berries.
All right. We'll do the honors in three, and let's have Guy Lombardo on standby, please. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, 2019, 2019. And we always say this every year. Where has the year gone? It is amazing. We always talk about this, that we're sitting here, and it just seems like we were doing this just a short time ago. Yeah, it's really incredible.
Exactly.
That's a very light rosé color to it.
Yeah,
very
nice
light.
Salmon rosé. It's going to be fresh and fruity. You're going to get some red berries, cherries, strawberries. Very fine and elegant bubbles coming to this.
I got to do that one more time. That's better. We say cheers and Happy New Year to all. Expansive, effervescent, nice notes of fruit.
Yeah.
Not overly sweet.
No.
But very balanced.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, fresh. 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 Crisp.
Clean.
Yeah. Very nice. This would be fantastic as an aperitif.
Yes.
Great.
After a meal, between, let's say, a steak dinner and dessert. This would be wonderful to open up, just pass around, cleanse the palate. Very smooth. This is very nice. Suggested retail.
$12, $13, wow. Maybe
$11. Whoa.
Somewhere in that.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a great value. So I'm going to put a five-star value on this one. This, I give this the five-star value because, again, very fruity, very fresh, very clean, very neat, very pleasant. I would say this is definitely one for $12, $13, keep a couple of bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Readily available, somebody,
sure.
Dave?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
All right.
Nationally.
Now we're going to go to the Ron del Brut Cava. Now, Cava is from Spain.
Right.
All right. So very similar. A sparkling wine, but tell me about the Cava grapes, Amadi, Dave. More of a sweeter.
Well, Cava is, that's the style, sparkling.
Sparkling. Oh, Cava's sparkling. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the grape necessarily.
Right. I did write a note on this. It's not Tempranillo.
But it's recently, you're talking about $9.
Yeah.
This is going to be more fruity than dry. So, Amadi, Dave, why don't we open that bad boy up, the Ron del Brut Cava from Espanol, in 3, 2, 1.
Happy New,
Happy
Year.
New Year, and Princess Debbie has just put on her cat-eye glasses and came back with a bouffant. By the way, that's about 3 feet. I'm not sure if that would clear the doorway as you leave. You know, I think there's, what, about a six-foot, six-and-a-half, seven-foot clearance, and I think you may just hit that coming down. All right, so this, looking at this, has a straw color. And it's interesting. It's got a very fresh nose to it. I wouldn't say it's overly sweet. We'll say... Cheers. Take a sip. This is the Ron del Brut Cava. It's nice.
Not very nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Smooth.
Smooth. Mm-hmm. Not overly sweet.
Yep.
Just light notes of sweetness. And you're talking $9.
Mm-hmm. $9.
So for $9, we're giving you great values. Now, we're going to have some more pricey champagne and sparkling wines. But just like cigars, you don't have to spend $20, $30 to get a great cigar. You don't have to spend $100, $200. People that know nothing about champagnes or sparkling wines say, oh, I'll have the Dom pairing. Yeah, give me the Cristal or the Dom, because they think they're big shots. There are many champagnes and sparkling wines out there that are just as tasty, as flavorful, as balanced in the $10, $15, $20 category.
If people like Fréjeuner, this wine is produced in that region.
Which is a sweeter wine.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is a drier style in that region. So it's very similar and it's very affordable.
Yeah, very nice. Again, $9. You can't go wrong with this Cava. And a lot of people get confused because they see Cava and they say, oh, that's not a sparkling wine style.
Right.
But it is.
But it is. It means, you know.
And Prosecco, like, same thing. You go to restaurants. Right. And now, Sonny, Dave, before, restaurants would never carry splits. The smaller bottles of sparkling wine champagne, but they do now.
Sure.
They do. Most restaurants you'll see will carry usually a champagne, a sparkling wine, a Prosecco, or a Cava. They'll usually have two or three selections. Most every restaurant today will do that. I know Cigar Mother and Cigar Sister Lynn, they love ordering that when they're out and about year-round. It's not just for New Year's. And Samadhi, Dave, what is it, 70% of all champagne and sparkling wine sold around New Year's, Christmas to New Year's?
Yeah. The only other time it would be sold is in the summer months where you have weddings or graduations.
Right.
But it's going to be sold right now. That's why you'll see so many displays on the stores of your various liquor stores or grocery stores.
But this is, you know, ladies, I know, Princess Debbie, you love champagne.
I do.
Year-round, just like Cigar Mother Piera. And there is a misnomer that people said, oh, no, it's only for 2 weeks out of the year around New Year's. But it's not. It's really a pleasant just to serve year-round, or as people are coming to your house, even in the summer, nice and chilled. It's cold. It's refreshing, fruity.
Right.
Very nice.
It's bubbly. It makes everybody a little
happy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, if you look at it with all the different styles of champagne, whether it's a rosé, you can have with steak. You know, you have a Blanc de Blanc or a Brut or an extra dry. You can have it with different cuisines, so you could drink it every night.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you one thing that I love champagne and sparkling wine with this time of year, stone crabs.
Nice.
Florida stone crabs.
Here we go.
The best.
Yeah.
The best. And so far the season's been pretty good. By the way, if you've never had stone crabs, very different than lobster, very different than regular crab. It's very sweet. It is just succulent, very tasty. And what's interesting about stone crabs is they only pluck one claw. There's a certain size,
right.
and they regrow the cloth.
Right.
So it's not as if you're killing the stone crab.
Right.
And that's why there's a strict season between October 15th and May 15th. Gives the summer to regrow the claw. Mm-hmm. They pick the claw off. Claw grows back, and they're ready to go for the next
delicious
year. Can't go wrong.
No,
love stones.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next up, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about Korbel. We're going to go to the People's Republic of California.
Yes, we are. Korbel's been around since 1882. They make wonderful wines in the Russia River area of Sonoma County. They do have a ton of different styles also, whether it's the Brut, the Extra Dry, the Natural, the Chardonnay, the Sweet Cuvée, the Sweet Rosé. They've got something for everybody's palate.
And when you think about Korbel, it's a very well-known name.
Yes.
Been around a long time. That their house of champagne, sparkling, really sparkling wines, because from California.
Right.
Very vast. They have a huge selection.
Yes, they do. And they do a very good job. When Andy Heck took over the operations at Korbel, he made sure that his winemakers were at the top of the food chain of winemakers. You pay a little bit more, you get a better quality winemaker. And they really went after quality. That's why they're so popular.
And there is a tie to Brown-Forman, the parent company of
yes.
Jack Daniel's and
correct.
Woodford Reserve.
Yes, they distribute it for the Korbel family. So there's a lot of quality involved there.
No question about it. So let's pop open the Korbel Brut. And again, as we have learned, that Brut is between 6 and 12 grams of sugar. Again, on the scale of sweetness, the lowest sweetness, the most unsweet is Extra Brut, then you go to Brut, and then Extra Dry. So don't be fooled. Extra Dry is going to be sweeter than Brut. Brut's going to be sweeter than Extra Brut. So, Sommelier Dave, we got the Brut coming up in 3, 2, 1. Happy, oh,
happy
big
New
one.
Year.
Happy
fabulous.
New Year. That was fantastic, thanks, Sommelier Dave.
Thanks.
Outstanding.
Okay.
As we get ready to
Dave
pour.
First.
Thank you very much. Now, on the nose.
Yeah, you're going to get a really nice,
almost a little
light,
straw. Yeah, light,
light citrus,
very
vanilla,
very light,
spice.
Very light,
yes.
Very light. Let's say, cheers and Happy New Year as I take a sip of the Korbel Brut.
Happy New Year. A little bit of dry fruit.
This is nice.
Yeah, delicious.
Little, you know
delicious.
What? Has just the right amount of sweetness,
perfect.
A right amount of balance. Honey bear.
I
you
love,
just said perfect.
Listen, I love Korbel. And just going back to what you were saying about champagne just for the holidays, Princess Debbie, you will never go to her house without a case. And I know that when I'm out, I walk across the street. But champagne is for celebrating. And uh-huh. We celebrate every day.
And I noticed last year when you were walking across the street back to your house, in your pockets, you had these big bulges that looked like champagne bottles. And you kept going back like three,
yeah.
four times. You're supposed to steal the sweet and lower the equal, not the champagne. Now, Sommelier yeah. Dave suggested retail for the Korbel Brut.
You know, it fluctuates this time of year. They'll run discounts and that. You can get it at the high end around $13, low end around
$11. All right, 11 to 13 bucks, Princess yeah. Debbie. What do you think? I say Magnifico, five-star selection.
It definitely is. And remember, there's Rosé. There, Korbel has so many different varieties.
And we're going to get to a few others.
Say, yeah, yeah, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's
it really
affordable.
Is.
It's great. It's like a five-star champagne.
For 13, 12 to, 11
exactly.
to $13?
Yeah, everyday pricing.
Exactly.
Can't
again,
go
wrong.
People that know nothing, that come to your house,
mm-hmm.
you could pour this and they say, oh, it's great. $100 a bottle. They believe you
yep.
because it's that good. So don't be confused by price and quality. This is excellent. Again, this is magnificent five-star selection, the Korbel Brut. Now we're going to go from the Brut, which is between 6 and 12 grams of sugar per liter, to the Extra Dry, which is 12 to 17 grams. So this should be a little bit sweeter. So without
yes.
any further delay, Sommelier Dave in 3, 2, 1. Beautiful.
There you go. Happy New Year.
Isn't it amazing? The American-made sparkling wine, the corks fly off beautifully. Whereas yeah. in France,
well, they
so
dry
much.
Out in the transport from France to the United States. Heat is not good for cork.
Now, this I'm getting a lot of notes. Some pear.
Yeah.
Definitely some
it's
lemon.
It's still going to be delightfully bright citrus, vanilla spice, lighter.
Say cheers. We'll take a sip. The Korbel Extra Dry.
If you like cheese, this would go great with cheeses. Dried fruits, some
you know
pate.
What? It's sweeter than the Brut, mm-hmm. but not much.
Not much.
Not much. Both of these are excellent. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I'm saying magnificent as well.
Really
five-star selection. Both of these are great. Suggested retail.
The same, $11 to $13.
All right, so if you want something that's a tad bit sweeter, you could go with a Korbel Extra Dry, but it's not so much sweeter where you say to yourself,
correct,
wow, what a huge difference.
Right.
If they didn't have the brew,
not like the
and you said, okay, well, I still want something that style, the Korbel Extra Dry. So if you know nothing, alphas, nothing ladies that are listening, nothing lieutenants, Korbel Brute or Korbel Extra Dry, $11 to $13, you cannot go wrong. It's going to go with great food. It's going to go with great desserts. It's going to go with anything you serve. You cannot go wrong. Wonderful way to ring in 2019. Now, Sommelier Dave, Ayala Brut.
Yes, we're going back to your favorite
Italy.
European. No.
Spain. We're going to Spain?
No, we're going to France.
Sorry. Oh, we're going to France.
You want this white towel back again?
Give me the towel back.
There
so
we
I want to get everybody back in the mood. Wave, you know, towel. If General Patton were here, you know what? He'd say, screw those damn French. I saved their asses. And De Gaulle was unappreciative. Screw that bastard. It's true. That is 100% true. They made General Patton sit back, walking into Paris, marching into Paris so that De Gaulle could claim all the credit. Meanwhile,
yeah.
De Gaulle couldn't find his way out of a piss-soaked paper bag.
Yeah.
That is 100% true. I'm going to give you the French surrender white towel back.
Thank you very much.
Make you feel yourself right at home.
I'm sure you don't want to wave it again.
Yeah, let me wave
it
one more time.
Yeah, you can wave it again.
One more.
I wish President Macron would hear. I'd go, take a look at this. Uh-huh, you want to do your own European army? Surrender, you bastard. Here you go.
So what we have here is a collaboration of all three varieties, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay. So you're going to get the acidity from the Chardonnay, the body from the Pinot Meunier, and then the length out of the Pinot Noir.
So, again, Brut, between 6 and 12 grams of sugar. So this will be an interesting comparison to the Korbel Brut.
Correct.
All right, go for it. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Notice the French, that particular champagne did not have the same pop factor as the Korbels. Just saying. Again, very light. This is almost
straw
white.
Color.
Yeah, straw white. Now, I'm getting some brightness and some...
This is going to be a drier
a little
style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll say cheers to that.
For people that like Dom Pérignon, this could be almost a poor man's Dom, because Dom is known for its yeasty biscuit flavor.
Not as much fruity notes,
sweet
notes as the Korbel Brut.
Dry.
But it's a drier, but it's same. It's between 6 and 12 grams of sugar per liter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Princess?
It has a distinct taste, I think.
Yep.
And I think it's very nice. It has. I think alone with dinner, it would be fine. You know, I don't think you can mix
nice.
It with anything. It's just very nice.
I say it's pleasant, nice. What do you think,
Honey? I like it. It reminded me of the first Korbel that we had.
Yes.
Very similar.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The first Korbel was maybe just a tad bit. Sweeter, but not much.
Just a little bit.
But I would say this is very pleasant.
Very nice.
This is, again, what's the suggested retail?
$45.
Ah, now interesting. So let's here's an interesting comparison.
So this
we've
is
got
going
the
after
Ayala.
That Vukilico crowd.
Now, we've got the Ayala Brut,
$45,
and the Korbel Brut, which is 11 to 13. Do you think there is a 30-some-odd dollar difference in quality? I don't.
I do not.
And, in fact, I would say to somebody, this is good. I like it.
Yep.
But compared to the value of a Korbel Brut, I would take the Korbel Brut every day of the
year.
Every
time.
I would, too.
Yep.
Every time.
So interesting how we compare and contrast both of those items. All right. So we have got 8 champagnes and sparkling wines done. We've got a dozen to go. When we come back, Princess Debbie will be mixology concocting 6 more different champagne and sparkling wine cocktails. It is our Cigar Dave year-end. Happy holiday and Happy New Year champagne sparkling wine tasting maneuver edition show. We hope you enjoy it. Go to CigarDave.com. We have a PDF that you can download. All the info about the champagne, sparkling wines, recipes for our cocktails that are available. We're going to help you ring in 2019 the educated and right way.
You're enjoying listening to Happy New Year Champagne Celebratory Maneuvers. There's no need to take notes. You can download the entire champagne list at CigarDave.com to ring the new year in properly.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
Winter is coming! At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Payush Danuka.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Been hoping that you drop me off.
Ah, the great Dino Martin. We're not politically correct. We love this song, Baby It's Cold Outside, as we celebrate Happy Holiday and Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers with Sommelier Day, Princess Debbie, Honey Bear Kim, Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve, and yours truly, your global five-star general alpha male in chief. And ladies, I don't want you to violate me by putting anything in my drink, like the song says, something that may cause me to do something that I will regret, that I will not respect myself for in the morning.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Put whatever you want in there. You've got to love these people, these program directors at radio stations that actually succumbed to the political correctness. There was not many of them, but there are a few with really that will go in the wussified beta male hall of fame for even thinking that the hashtag MeToo movement would prevent them and preclude them from playing that incredible classic song. We will have none of it here on the Cigar Dave Show. All right, Princess, for our next champagne-related cocktail, you have mixed a very unique concoction for the Shamgria. What is a Shamgria?
It's like a sparkling sangria champagne cocktail.
You know, I like sangria done with white wine.
Right.
Or with champagne. I like that. You can do red sangria, but white is, in the summer, very cool, fruity, and refreshing.
It's very popular now. Everybody offers it.
I get it at the Columbia restaurant. Mm-hmm. They'll do it. Wow. You got to request it. But they will absolutely, they won't do it by the glass, but they'll do it. And I say, okay, great. It's only a couple of us, but here's the deal. When we're done, you're going
to
put that in the pitcher, and I'm going
to
take it home.
For
me, they do, because you know Richard Gonsbart, the owner, very well. They'll do that for me, but everybody else, you're out of luck. However, let's talk about what's in this Shamgria.
Okay. So it's fruit, and so you can use any kind of fruit that you want. We have strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, very exotic, succulent fruit.
Ooh, exotic.
So we have put that in. But you can use any fruit you want, oranges, lemons, limes, and then we are going to add just the champagne over it. So it is a Shamgria, but you can put any kind of fruit, champagne, enjoy it.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. The next champagne that we're going to taste is Bollinger Brut, Sommelier Dave?
Yes, it is.
And that from France?
Yes, it is. Bollinger.
Oh, Bollinger Brut. Okay, so
Bollinger.
I'm trying to be French.
You know, if you're James Bond aficionado.
The name is Bond, James Bond. I'll have some Bollinger Brut.
Tomato, tomato.
All right, so tell me about the Bollinger Brut.
It's going to be a combination of Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Pinot Meunier. The wine enthusiast actually gave this a 92 rating.
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to put some in the... I'll have you pour this Sommelier Dave, a little bit in here. I'm going to try it first up straight, and then we're going to have the Shamgria. So cheers to all. We'll take a sip. Now, on the nose, I'm getting a lot of yeast. A lot of yeast.
A lot of yeast. Very dry.
Yeah.
Apple, maybe some green apple in
there. That's
nice. Some pear.
You're right. I'm getting a little bit of that.
Green apple.
Not sourness, but a little bit of tang.
Yeah. That's the acidity in all that.
Yeah, a little acidity. Yeah, very tangy. Again, not offensive in any way, shape, or form.
No, the acidity is very mature on this bottle of wine. That's why the enthusiasts liked it.
Now I'm going to take a sip of the Shamgria using the Bollinger Brut. And, oh, that fruit really gives it some nice sweetness to it. A natural sweetness. It does soften it.
Yes.
Naturally. Strawberries, some berries. You can put a little watermelon. You can put some pineapple, some orange. Maraschino cherries.
Pomegranate for the holidays.
Pomegranate.
Exceptional. Suggest the retail on the Bollinger Brut.
Around $85.
Whoa, Nelly. So we're on the higher end.
Yeah, we're going higher.
And again, here we go. It's very nice, but are you looking, if you go back to the
Corbel
Brut, 11 to 13, compared to 85, you're talking about a $68 difference. Yeah. Is it worth the $68? And the answer to me is not really. But it's good. But it's very pleasant. But there are people that say, you know what? This is the style that I want. I want something special.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And that's why you carry, really, when you think about it, that's why stores and distributors carry everything.
Well, this is the people that drink Roederer and wines like that.
Right.
Or champagne.
Schramsberg we've featured in the past. Very, very nice.
Blanc de Blanc is very nice. Yeah.
Very nice. All right, next up, we're going to have the Delamonte Blanc de Blanc.
White of white. It's a Chardonnay. The enthusiast loves this one, too. They've given it 90 points. It's beautifully balanced. It is a rich wine. It's elegance and poise.
Well, again, I'm getting a lot of yeastiness on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say cheers.
That's that Chardonnay. this goes really well. But
this is a little brighter.
Yeah.
This is a little brighter. A little more acidity, but brighter in terms of the overall complexion on the palate.
The acidity could be some lemon.
Very bright. Yep, lemon. A lot of lemon.
Yeah.
Very bright.
Well.
Subtle notes of sweetness. Not much.
Not much.
But very nice. Suggested retail for this.
$70.
Again, so we're in the higher categories now. Yes. But again, to me, this Delamate Blanc de Blanc, this is one for $70. I would say, yeah, I'd buy this.
It's nice.
What'd you think, Honey Bear?
Oh, I agree. It's very, very nice.
Princess?
It's nice. Yeah. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Worth the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $70, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would say this is a very nice selection. Now, let's do this. Princess, our next concoction that you have mixed for us would be the Champagne-Arita.
That's correct. And as Dean Martin might say, it's a boozy match made in heaven, baby.
Boozy, baby. Boozy, baby. As Sammy would say, it's crazy. You're giving me spilkas, baby. Let me have a sip of that. It's crazy. I mean that. It's crazy.
And this is...
So this is a really champagne margarita.
It is. And it has lime juice, fresh lime juice, silver tequila, orange liqueur, and a little champagne to top it off with a little salt. You could salt the rim. And you put a little lime
in. And this
wedge.
Says, what, Question tequila? Is that what you use
absolutely.
On it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The best.
Question.
Mm. Oh, this is, you know what? You get the sweetness. You get a little bit of tanginess.
Salty, yeah.
The saltiness. This is nice. Wow. The lemony. I mean, this is great. This
yeah,
is very unique.
It is nice, isn't it?
She's a great mixologist.
Yes, she is.
This is exceptional. I like this.
It's a gift.
And you know what I would do? I would garnish it with either a little cherry. Or a little pineapple wedge.
Well, of course.
Nice. Or you could do...
That's a cherry.
You
got
the cherry.
That's the black
like
cherry.
Yes,
very
I would like
nice.
That. Who doesn't like a
who
cherry?
Who doesn't want a cherry?
A cherry in there.
And when you put it in, look at the effervescence. How it fizzles.
Asking
it's like Alka-Seltzer
receive.
Coming up.
Fabulous.
If they could only see nice. Us now.
Absolutely. All right, next up, we're going back to California. Corbel Sommelier
yeah,
Dave.
We're
going to
do their Center. Natural. It's very dry. It's a combination of the Pinot Noir, the Chardonnays. It's grown in one of the coolest climates of the Russian River Valley. You're going to get some nice apple notes and a little sweet flavors of orange, lime, and raspberry with it.
Definitely getting a little bit more of the fruitiness on the nose. We'll say cheers. This is the Corbel Natural.
Yeah, it's for oysters, poached shrimp, sushi. If you like sushi...
Nice.
You like this.
So when they say natural, we're not getting a lot of sweetness.
No.
This would be what?
That's their
brut?
Name to call it, natural.
Is it a brut?
Natural.
Yeah, it's a brut style. Yeah.
Nice. Suggested retail.
Yeah, it's going to be 11 to 13.
Okay. I still like the Corbel Brut or the extra dry. This is a little flat, but again, neutral. If you're looking for something neutral, this is it. Princess Debbie, what'd you think?
No, I like it. I think it is neutral. It's nice. I mean, it's a great price.
Yeah.
And I would serve it before dinner, during dinner.
This
yeah.
is reminiscent, I think, of a Voop almost.
Oh, really?
I think so.
No, come on, General.
No.
Yeah,
pipe brewing.
Now we have to disagree.
I think it's got... Well, we're going to keep this. I'm going to keep this available
okay.
when we have the Voop. We're going to see. Okay?
We're in an uproar now.
We're going to rumble. Are you ready? Oh, I can't say that. That's trademarked. All right. But next up, Sommelier... Oh, let's do this. Princess... Let's go to the next concoction that you have created. This would be the Harem Highball.
Highball. And this is...
Now, tell me about the Harem Highball. What is in a... We've done this before, but what's in the Harem Highball?
We have... Well, we're going to do... That, you know, the Harem likes things a little bit sweeter, as you know. So, we're going to do the champagne.
Sweet
and ginger
firm.
Ale.
Sweet and firm.
Sweet and firm.
Oh, goodness.
So we want champagne, a little ginger ale on, with a little maraschino cherries. And we do have the special dark cherries.
Aha.
That's excellent.
Excellent. All right. So, oh, here we go. We're going to pour a little bit of that in there. All right. Fantastic. I'll say cheers. The Harem Highball.
The Harem and cherries go together.
That's nice.
Very nice.
You know, what champagne did you use on that?
The Delamont.
The Delamont. Yes. Delamate. Very nice. That particular champagne, the Blanc de Blanc, on the expensive side, the dark cherry that you use adds some sweetness. It's a very nice balance. Right. And by the way, all the mixology recipes that Princess Debbie has come up with are at CigarDave.com. We have them all there. You can download them, print them out, for New Year's, for Christmas, New Year's, year-round. Save it. Very nice. This is so good, I'm going to take another sip.
And the ginger ale, good for the tummy.
Yes. Who doesn't like ginger? Canada Dry.
Dr. Honey Bear.
That's right.
As Mick the Brit said, when he was Mick the Brit, when we were doing our show up in the Buffalo Theater of Operations, he said he went over to Canada, and he saw a sign that said Canada Dry, and he said, I think I will. No, it's a drink, Canada Dry, and he certainly did. In fact, when he left, it took him another year to restock all the booze that he had consumed while he was up there. Drink, Canada Dry. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave. Is it the Gosset Brut?
Yeah, the Gosset. It's the Brut Elegance. It's going to be Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier. The Spectator loves this, giving it 91 points. You're going to get some real vivid acidity, and it's going to drink the baked white cherries, lime blossoms, and ground ginger flavors, which will be very well balanced.
Wow.
This is nice. It's unique, very expansive on the palate.
Because you're getting the three different
grapes. Yeah, not overly sweet, but this is very subtle notes of sweetness, a lot of creaminess, a lot of expansiveness. Mm-hmm. Honey Bear, what'd you think?
Creaminess, agreed.
Very creamy.
Yes.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
It's very smooth.
Yes.
I like that very much.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
You're looking at around $48 a bottle.
Okay, very nice. $48 a bottle. All right. Next up, let's do the Jean-Charles
Boisset
Cremant. Tell me about Cremant.
They call it JCB 21. It's going to be a Cremant style, which is creamy. That's what Cremant means. And you're going to get some pale, shiny yellow juice, little fruit, almond, white flower aromas. It's going to be full on the palate.
Yeah, this is nice. This is, again, not overly sweet.
No.
Some subtle notes of
creamy.
Fruit, some citrusy, some creaminess. Little bit of tang to it. What'd you think, ladies?
I like this one. I think it's like smooth and easy.
Yeah.
Creamy.
This is something
Princess?
Yeah. I've never heard of this. I really like it.
No, I haven't either.
Jean-Charles.
You're taking it home.
Boisset Cremant.
Looks like a very
taking it home. Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar. But the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business. And I got to tell you, It's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Once again, we say screw the enemies of pleasure as we ring in the new year with cigars, food, friends, and lots of bubbly. It's Cigar Dave's 2019 Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers. Just watch where you aim that cork. And please, it's not nice to point it at someone who's bending over in the shower. It f***ing hurts.
Unless it's Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, knock yourself out. All right, last segment. Let's hit it, Sommelier Dave. Honey Bear, Kim, and we've got Princess Debbie, as well as Tequila Jerry, Sergeant Steve. Next up, we've got the Santa Marina Prosecco as we listen to the Sal Soul singers and their holiday medley.
Yes, we got it from Italy. We got a really nice, delicious Prosecco that is going to be from the Glera grape, G-L-E-R-A. You're looking at about $12 a bottle. It is going to be really nice, fresh aromas, peach and apples, floral.
Oh, this is magnificent.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Lively and lovely on the palate. What do you think, Honey Bear?
Oh, amazing, ladies. Go get this. It's fantastic.
Princess?
Fabulous. Yes. It is fabulous.
$12. This gets my five-star selection. Again, not overly fruity, not overly sugary, but very, very nice. Can't go wrong. Next up, Princess, you have mixed a special libation for us.
Yes, I have. So we have the Champagne Caribbean Cocktail. And it is pineapple.
Oh, I can smell the pineapple.
It's delicious. Pineapple and orange, which was, it's a nice, refreshing little
love
drink.
Love this.
Yes.
Refreshing, summery, cool. I'm going to take another sip. It's so
well,
good.
It could, I mean, instead of a mimosa, it's a little different tropical blend.
Oh,
it's
so
beautiful.
Tropical.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. All right, next up, Sommelier Day.
We have the Korbel Sweet Cuvée. It's in that price point with all the Korbels between $11 and $13. You have a fruit forward citrus and tropical fruit flavor. This is perfect for dessert.
like this.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice. Yeah.
Okay, this is very different.
This is going to give a run to the porchetta di aquí.
Wow.
We're going to taste at the end.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pear notes on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tons of pear.
A lot of citrus, tropical fruit.
Citrus, yeah. This is the Corbel
Sweet
Cuvée.
Yeah.
This
wow.
gets a 5-star selection.
Delicious.
Magnifico.
Wow, I love it.
Yes.
I haven't tasted anything like it. It's beautiful. Not real sweet.
How just much a bottle, Dave?
11 to 13.
Oh, again, wow. 11 to 13. How do they do it? It's incredible. As Regis Philbin would say, it's incredible. It's crazy. What do you think, Kelly? Yes, Regis, whatever you say. All right, next up, we're going to stay with Corbel, the sweet rosé.
Right, so the Brut style, they're going to do it as a sweet rosé. You're going to get some raspberry. If you look at the color, you see raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla, this is great with dark chocolate. Any candy, little girls?
Absolutely, sir.
There you go.
Oh.
All right, take a sip here. This Corbel Sweet Rosé.
That's good.
Very nice.
You know what? This gives our final one, Bantha Rosa Regalia, a run for the money.
Yeah, it sure does.
A lot of sweetness, very fruity, some raspberry notes. Let me guess, $11 to $13.
$11 to $13. They're all line price.
Boy,
bingo. What do you think, Princess?
I love it.
I
think it's great. And it's girly. It's pink.
Yes.
People love that.
Panty dropper. What do you think, Honey Bear?
Ooh, drop the panties and the bra.
And the bra. There you
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
The bra devices. Absolutely.
I love it.
This is one for alpha males. You must have the Corbel Sweet Rosé in your bar. It's like the Bampa Rosa Regali. You got the harem over. Done deal.
Yep.
Hashtag,
there you go.
You will score. All right, next up, we're going to stay with Corbel, the Brut Rosé.
Brut Rosé, delicate, crisp, a lot of flavors of strawberry, cherry, melon, medium dry, slightly sweet, $11 to $13.
All right, take another.
Oh,
oh yeah, wow, on the nose, a lot of fruit. Say
nice.
Cheers.
Nostrovia.
Very
wow,
nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
That's
beautiful. Wow,
you,
this home stretch is fabulous.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Corbel. Holy.
No, you can't.
Let me tell you. You can pick any Corbel, the Sweet Cuvée, Sweet Rosé, Brut Rosé, the
off.
Brut, where is it, the Extra Dry or the Brut,
yeah.
11 to
the
13
natural,
bucks.
They
you can't go,
very well.
Can't go wrong. This is fantastic. Wow. Again, fruitiness without being overpowering, without being ultra sweet. Very nice. Yeah. Next up.
We're coming down to home stretch.
Home
got
stretch.
The Billicard
Simone.
It's a Brut Rosé. It's a collaboration of Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier, Pinot Noir. Spectator and the enthusiasts love this wine. It is a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot, Pinot Noir, which is crisp.
Where's it from?
It's from France.
It's the perfect. Oui, oui.
Wave the
I raise my glass to all the French troops who have mastered the art of surrender.
It's full of red currant fruits, tight acidity. It's delicious.
That
it's a young
is
champagne.
Nice. Delicious.
That's nice.
It
how
is
much?
Nice.
$47.
Wow.
Okay,
and
now
it tastes fancy.
It,
yeah.
You know what? It does. All right, we got two big ones. Next up, the Bampha Rosa Regali. I'm going to take a sip of that. You introduced that
yes.
to me 20 years
yes,
ago,
I
Sommelier
did.
Dave. Sweet raspberry. Put some dark chocolate right in there. You can't go wrong. I'll say cheers.
It's a Porchetta grape. It's out of the town of Aquí in Italy. This is just wonderful.
Oh, wow. Is that ever sweet?
I think
fantastic.
This is around $30 a bottle.
All right. Before we end up, one more from you, Princess Debbie. What do we have?
Hershey New Year's Kiss.
All right. I'm
of
going
course.
To say cheers. I'm going to take a sip of that. What's in it? Oh, this is, wow, sweet. Nice.
A champagne, a splash of chocolate liqueur, topped with a Hershey's Kiss.
This is fantastic. I say cheers to all of you.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
Sommelier Dave. Wrap it up. We're going to make the number 20 out of 20. I can't believe we hit it. The Veuve Clicquot, Princess,
yay.
This is your favorite, named after the widow Clicquot.
Love it.
She single-handedly saved the champagne industry
and
in France.
Sure General,
yes.
May all your pain be champagne.
May all your pain be champagne. I'm Robin Leach. May all your pain be champagne. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Hit it, Sommelier Dan.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Pour that bad boy, the Veuve Clicquot. You can't go wrong. This
Never.
Runs, what, about $50 a bottle?
My
something
favorite.
Like that, 50, 60. I will say cheers to all of you. One more time, let's clank our glasses, say cheers to everybody.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Woo! Happy New Year.
Fantastic.
Woo!
All right, we'll take a sip. Just marvelous. Cigar Dave, the General saying, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Masculinity great again. I wish all of you a happy, healthy new year, a happy, healthy 2019. To all of you that have participated, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen visited Yuma, Arizona Saturday as she continued her tour of U.S. border facilities.
Yesterday, the secretary was in El Paso, Texas to see facilities operated by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection 4 days after the death of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso, the second Guatemalan child to die in the Border Patrol's custody in 3 weeks. Ms. Nielsen has called the death, in her words, deeply concerning and heartbreaking, and has requested medical help from other government agencies. George Manzani reporting.
Meanwhile, President Trump's at the White House after canceling a vacation at his Florida private club to continue the whatever negotiations might come up. But so far, there have been no talks to ease the government shutdown, where the main issue is funding for the border wall, and there appears to be no end in sight. California's so-called sanctuary laws that limit cooperation with U.S. immigration authorities drew the ire of the sheriff leading the investigation into the shooting death of a California police officer this week. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen told reporters Friday the suspect was in the country illegally and that if he had been deported for previous DUI arrests, Corporal Ranil Singh would still be alive.
This is a criminal illegal alien with prior criminal activity that should have been reported to ICE. We were prohibited, law enforcement was prohibited because of sanctuary laws, and that led to the encounter with Officer Singh.
That suspect was taken into custody about 300 miles from the scene of the crime. Just finishing up moments ago in the Orange Bowl, number one Alabama beat Oklahoma 45-34. Earlier, it was number two Clemson over number three Notre Dame 30-3. That sets up a national championship matchup once again between number one Alabama and number two Clemson Monday, January 7th. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, it's here for PatriotMobile.com. Patriot Mobile wants to know, what's your New Year's resolution? Why not find a better fit for your values? Big Mobile funds the big left, donates to causes like Planned Parenthood. Patriot Mobile does just the opposite. They donate to conservative causes every time you pay your bill. Wouldn't you rather fund pro-life, religious freedom, and Second Amendment right groups with every call you make? It's easier to switch to Patriot Mobile. Most people save money, and they know that their hard-earned dollars are working to make America great again. Bring your own phone. Keep your own phone number, buy a new phone, whatever it takes. Now is the time. Make the New Year's resolution to stop spending money with companies that contradict your values. Plus, visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived, or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make a New Year's resolution today. Join the revolution. patriotmobile.com/Hugh. 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Mention Hugh. Get the activation fee waived. Switch to Patriot Mobile today.
2018, the year in review. Val Dior looks at this year's top Democratic stories. Top domestic stories.
Hurricanes Florence and Michael brought record rain in the Carolinas and the Florida Panhandle, and deadly wildfires wiped out several communities in California. We learned that Facebook sells off some of our personal info, and Twitter's accused of censoring conservatives. We lost many of our favorites: Aretha Franklin, Anthony Bourdain, Senator John McCain, former President George Bush, 41, and his wife Barbara, and the brilliant Stephen Hawking. Outrage over separating kids at the border when their parents crossed illegally, an Obama-era mandate enforced by President Trump. Surprise for British royals when a biracial American actress won the heart of Prince Harry. They married and their baby is due in the spring. And justice is Merriam-Webster's word of the year.
Tomorrow, Sunday, Jeremy House reports on the top international stories. This is townhall.com. The original Woodstock site will play host to a 50th anniversary concert.
Woodstock is where Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young perform. Now the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, a concert venue built on the original Woodstock site, will host the Golden Anniversary event August 16th through the 18th. The center says performers will include prominent and emerging artists spanning multiple genres and decades and will be announced soon. Woodstock, held in August of 1969, drew more than 40,000 people to a farm in the town of Bethel, 85 miles northwest of New York City. I'm Julie Walker.
Birthday Saturday, ABC newscaster Tom Jarrell turned 84. Actor John Voight was 80. Singer Marianne Faithfull, 72. Actress Patricia Clarkson, 59. News anchor Ashley Banfield, 51. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
So I am first and foremost a fan. I'm a listener of news and talk radio, and I am a fan of the Brian Kilmeade Show. And so I am just as disappointed as you are when you tune into the radio expecting to hear Brian Kilmeade, and instead you hear some other guy. So trust me, I'm with you on this one. Even though the other guy happens to be me, I'm still with you on this one, that I would just as rather hear Brian Kilmeade. But we all know that that guy works his tail off, and he deserves some time off. And Brian Kilmeade is enjoying this week off. He'll be back with us next week. My name is Joe Kelly. It's at Talk Radio Joe if you're looking for me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, pretty much any of the social media platforms. It's at Talk Radio Joe. Of course, you know the phone number by now if you'd like to call in to the show. It is 866-408-7669. I'm in Orlando, Florida. Orlando, Florida, Central Florida, that is where today it is going to be about 83 degrees. I know that much of the United States right now is dealing with extremely cold temperatures and snow across parts of the Midwest and ice and some other chilly temperatures and nasty weather. And we're going to be in, we were at 80 yesterday. We're going to be to 82, I believe it is today. And then as we get into the weekend, we're going to be very near the mid-80s. as we wrap up December and get into January, we're going to be in the mid-80s. So, yeah, we're a completely different environment down here. We've got completely different meteorological conditions. Not until I moved to Central Florida about 7 years ago did I realize that sea breeze was more than just a facial astringent. I've thought sea breeze was just something that you wiped on your face, but we have sea breeze storms pretty much every afternoon in the summer and in the spring here in Central Florida. But it's a beautiful place to be. We're slammed right now. There are a lot of people here, as a lot of people try to get out of the cold weather and come down here during the holidays. Our theme parks are absolutely slammed right now. There's a whole lot of people here. The beaches are crowded. I mean, when it's 82, 83, 84 degrees, why not hang out at the beach? Daytona Beach is just out to our east from Orlando. That's very near Cape Canaveral as well. And the Kennedy Space Center. There's no rocket launches today, but it's not entirely uncommon for us to glance up into the sky and see a contrail from the Orlando area and see, you know, a Falcon 9, a United Launch Alliance, something from SpaceX, to see those launches here in Central Florida. We're at News 96.5 WDBO, where I'm the host of Orlando's Morning News. I'm actually off this week. This is my week off, just like with Brian. But when Brian asks, I'm more than happy to step up and to guest host for him so that he can enjoy some time off. We have a lot to discuss here today. Typically, and I made this reference yesterday, typically the week between between Christmas and New Year's is a really slow, really dead week. But these are unusual times in which we live. We are, by midnight tonight, going to be celebrating our one-week anniversary of a partial government shutdown. We've got a massive manhunt going on out in California for an illegal immigrant who shot and killed a police officer. We've got, of course, the president talking about the wall. We've got the government shutdown showdown happening right now. There's a lot of stuff going on here, and we plan on covering much, if not all, of that here in the next 3 hours. And again, you can join me. It's 866-408-7669. I want to start out in California with this police officer, the day after Christmas, shot and killed in the line of duty, and the chief of police there in Newman, California, tearfully describing and remembering the slain officer. Cut one, please.
And an American patriot. Ron was not born in America. He came to this country with one purpose, and that was to serve this country. His five-month-old, he will never hear talk. He will never see his son walk because a coward took his life. I did not know Christmas morning at 4 o'clock in the morning when I said goodbye to him and sent him off to his family, that it would be the last time that I saw him. This was not supposed to happen here.
You know, it's pretty rare when you hear a chief of police like that be inconsolable while talking about an event in their community. But I can completely relate to that chief of police. This was not a big agency, the Newman, California Police Department. I think it's like a dozen officers. So it's a very small community, very tight-knit community. And those police officers, I mean, there's barely enough that can fill a single room of those police officers. And I completely can understand why that chief of police would be as devastated as he was. Last night on the Fox News Channel on the Ingram angle, Adam Christensen joined Laura Ingram. He's the Stanislaus County Sheriff. Cut two.
We're not going to make a mistake, so we're not ready to actually name the suspect. But we have multiple teams utilizing our federal law enforcement partners, state and local partners. We have multiple teams out chasing down multiple investigative leads. We have a hotline set up, and we are working nonstop. We're not sparing any expense to hunt this suspect down and bring him to justice.
So I guess the question becomes is, should this be an inspiration for funding the $5 billion for the border wall? I mean, you recall when Donald Trump, the candidate, not the president, but the candidate, during his first pitch to become our commander-in-chief, he talked about people coming across the border. They're murderers, they're rapists. You remember that speech? I do. And the president, as you might imagine now, as he is locked in with this battle with the Congress to fund the border wall, the president is certainly paying attention to this incident out in Newman, California. The president tweeting, quote, there is right now a full-scale manhunt going on in California for an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer during a traffic stop. Time to get tough on border security. Build the wall. You know, this is not the first example of an illegal immigrant killing an American. I mean, the memes were very quick to hit the web, but people talking about how this fallen officer would be, you know, meeting Kate Steinle up in heaven and sharing the same grief of having been killed. Look, there are American-born people who kill as well. And, you know, if you want to really dig into the weeds on this and see what the ratio is, what the death rate is from illegal immigrants versus American citizens, I mean, that would be relevant, I would think, in this discussion. But do you think that this will move the pieces on the puzzle table at all, on the chessboard when it comes to funding a border wall? Let me know what you think. 866-408-7669. I'd like to get your take on this. More from Adam Christensen. He's the Stanislaus County Sheriff last night on the Ingram Angle. Cut three.
I also want everybody to know that immigration is good for America if done legally. Illegal immigration doesn't serve our communities, especially criminals who victimize and exploit our communities. Whether you hate the president or love the president, border security goes hand in hand with national security, the safety of our communities, and public safety. We need to know who's in our communities that shouldn't be. We should be focusing on criminal activity without political interference.
That's Adam Christensen. He's the Stanislaus County Sheriff. But that is an argument that falls on deaf ears for a lot of people. Be it the Democrats or maybe be Californians, maybe Texans. I don't know about a whole lot of Texans. I think a lot of Texans would like to see a wall of some sort put up there. But you can let me know what you think. You can dial it up right now at 866-408-7669. I'm Joe Kelly. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. You'll find me online at Talk Radio Joe. Is this death? Is this police officer slain in the line of duty by what the local police there say is an illegal immigrant? They're not naming him, which is curious, but they're not naming him. But they say he's an illegal immigrant. So they know who he is. They're just not naming him. So let us know what you think. Let's go to Herb is in Norfolk, Virginia. Herb, you're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Good morning, sir.
Adam, absolutely. The wall increase in the number of border enforcement personnel. And it is a shame that our elected representatives who took an oath of office, just like the president did, that they won't do to protect America, our U.S. of A. citizens, by virtue of political partisanship. It is a sin, period.
But you say political partisanship. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that the Democrats were arguing in favor of border protection and a border wall. Don't you think it's more about Donald Trump than it is about partisanship?
That's the shame of it. The president is trying to do his job as the oath he took. They are now relinquishing what they took an oath to do. And if anybody should be unelected, it's these people who are now trying to foment this disruption and keeping this wall from being built. If the Great Wall in China lasted for 1,000 years and kept the hordes out, and Israel's wall has kept the terrorists out, by golly, what do we need to learn?
But Herb, how does this get resolved? Because everybody wants to save face. I mean, everybody has got big egos on the line here. President Trump does, Nancy Pelosi does, Chuck Schumer does. How does this get resolved where everybody saves a little bit of face?
To the devil with saving face. It's protecting the U.S. of A. and our citizens. The heck with saving face.
All right, Herb, thank you so much. Norfolk, Virginia, we appreciate that. Let's go to South Bend, Indiana. William is tuning in on WTRC. William, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What I really have an issue with is I would think that California would actually experience more of this than any place else in the country. And there's no doubt about it that we're all unsafe with this type of stuff taking place. And there's bad guys that are legal citizens and non-legal citizens, but if we have the opportunity to circumvent that from happening, and when it's in their own backyard, and it's the hugest, I mean, it's Democrats through and through from top to bottom there, and I can't understand why they can't see this or adhere to something like this. Unless it would have been one of their own family members, I guess they just don't care. I don't get this. I'm baffled by it.
Boy, when I hear that Chief Randy Richardson speak the way he did, I feel like that slain officer is a family member. I feel like I feel his emotion, and I feel like I'm there and I know them.
Absolutely, and he talked about that it isn't just a department, it is a family, and I can understand. I mean, every morning, every day, every shift that the police officers, I don't care where they're at, get ready to go and report for duty, they're strapping on and they're taking their lives in their own hands now more than ever, and it's just open season on them, and I just don't understand. It has hit me to the point that I'm like, what's going on? How many crazies do we really have?
William, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Thank you for your phone call. My name is Gerald Kelly, in for Brian Kilmeade. Today, let's go to the powerhouse in Dayton, Ohio, WHIO. Ned is joining us on The Brian Kilmeade Show. Hey, Ned.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I bet it's cold there right now, isn't it?
Well, it's relatively warm. It's 52 and rain, so we'll take what we got.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, listen, as I mentioned to you a little bit ago, you made a comment, possibly getting into the weeds and comparing the number of deaths committed by illegal immigrants as those committed by Americans.
Sure.
I was wondering what that ratio would look like on a per capita basis or a percentage. And my gut feeling is that the rate would be higher. I don't have any statistic to prove it right offhand, but my gut tells me that those coming across the border, number one, are breaking the law to begin with, and some of them have a vested interest to come here and commit crimes because that's the way they're making their money.
Well, and keep in mind, I mean, certainly that is – certainly there's an element of truth to that, but a lot of them are just coming here looking for freedom and safety and to live a new life and to get away from violence that's in their home countries. But, you know, when we see these high-profile murders like this one, like Kate Steinle out in San Francisco, I mean, these certainly do grab one's attention, don't they?
It does, and, you know, the thing is I have listened to people for years talk about having to wait in line and trying to do the process legally and how frustrated they become waiting 7 or 10 years, and now as a father-in-law, I'm in the same situation because my son-in-law is from Germany, and he's here working on a visa and would like to become a U.S. citizen, but seems to be a long process.
Ned, thank you so much for listening to WHIO. Thank you for your phone call. This is The Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly at Talk Radio Joe. We'll continue with more of your calls coming up next.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me starting January on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. The show is called North State Now. North State Now is all things local. The first Thursday will be yours truly, interviewing musicians, artists, chefs, writers, and more. The second Thursday, enjoy the magazine and enjoy the store with James Posada and friends. The third Thursday will feature Dr. Orna Gill discussing women's health. The fourth Thursday features heroes from the North State with Michelle Slay. That's North State Now, starting in January at 6 p.m.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pomala and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pamela and Payush Danuka.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The perfect holiday party. A night of dancing, entertainment, champagne, drawing items, and a silent auction. Come join Northern California Veterans Museum for the 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball. It's December 29th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Tickets are $25 per person or $300 for a sponsor table of eight, which includes champagne, party favors, and drawing ticket package. Barbecue dinner provided by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and community programs.
Don't miss an opportunity to support your veterans with the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows. For tickets, call now, 378-2280. 378-2280. The 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball, Saturday, December 29th.
Irwin Allen. It was about seven airline passengers in the 80s who hit a space warp and landed in a new world. The theme was by jazz musician Johnny Williams, now known as composer John Williams. The show aired from 1968 to 1970.
Stay tuned to hear more Sound Memories on Fox News Talk.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You have to understand this was not supposed to happen here. My department is hurting. We're struggling through this. We're a family. We're not an agency, we're a family. Please help us find this man and bring him to justice. I hope he's watching today and he does the right thing and turns himself in.
Just breaks your heart, doesn't it? That is the chief of police in Newman, California. That is Chief Randy Richardson, as he speaks about the fallen officer there killed by an illegal immigrant. My name is Joe Kelly. It's at Talk Radio Joe. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. And coming up in just a few minutes, actually, just after the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Tom Homan, former acting director of ICE. He's a Fox News contributor. We'll get more information from him about this incident and the greater picture of illegal immigrants and violence. As you know, President Trump, then candidate Trump, spoke of that quite a bit on the campaign trail. It's one of the very first things he spoke about when he announced his candidacy. Let's go to Orlando, where I am. Richard is listening to News 96.5 WDBO. Richard, you're on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, the way I see it is I don't think the politicians are going to come together to do anything about it. And, I mean, it kind of sounds horrible to say, but you look at a lot of countries, you get caught sneaking across their border, they shoot you. You know what? If we do that for a day or two, they probably stop.
Yeah,
calling.
I don't even want to finish that thought. We don't want to shoot people as they come across the border just because they dared come across our border. But at the very least, we would like to stop them, I would think, right? Ask them a few questions, find out who they are, find out what their intentions are.
You know what? No, they can do it the legal way. You know, you do it a day or two, you set an example, they'll stop coming, period. Then you won't have innocent people like kids dying because their families won't be stupid enough to bring them if they know what to.
Richard, thank you so much. Let's go to Jim. He's listening in northern Michigan right now on Sirius Satellite Radio. Hello, Jim. You're on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling from beautiful northern Michigan here. Anyhow, a few points of contention relative to the immigration and illegal aliens, et cetera. Firstly, I'm surprised that Trump hasn't really articulated a simple message here. It's like cost justification when you're trying to build a case to sell something. Simply, number one, look at Israelis. They built a wall, and look at how their illegal aliens population from year to year has dropped off. I can't spout those statistics at the top of my head. But all you have to do is look them up. It's very compelling there.
Would you like to see President Trump hold, say, an Oval Office briefing or an Oval Office primetime address to the United States, to the American people, and explain his justification for the border wall and pressure the American people to call their members of Congress? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, what I'm getting at, no, is right now he couldn't do that because everything is so emotionally charged. And I think he's a bit narcissistic, and it's all about him.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. We're going to continue. I hate to cut you off right there, but we do have a hard break right here. We'll continue with Tom Homan, the former acting director of ICE, straight ahead here on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We are offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales go going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
When Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh faced accusations of assault from his youth during the confirmation process, Senate Republicans stuck with him. Both Democrats and Republicans believed the Kavanaugh argument would get their voters to the polls during midterms. Indeed, our Fox News voter analysis shows the battle over Kavanaugh played a big role for voters. Nationally, 3 out of 4 said the debate was important to them, and those folks were more likely to vote for the Democratic House candidate by an 11-point margin. However, different story in 3 key Senate races with Democrats defending seats in states President Trump won by wide margins. In Indiana, Missouri, and North Dakota, voters who told us Kavanaugh was important to their vote broke for the Republican challenger over the sitting Democratic senator. But hold on before you chalk up GOP wins in those Senate races to a Kavanaugh effect, because voters who said Kavanaugh was not important also backed the Republican over the incumbent Democrat. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Between 2010 and 2012, there were 55,000 illegal immigrants into Israel. The Israeli government made a decision that they were going to build a wall, a high-tech steel wall on the southern border, the border between Egypt and Israel. In 2016, the wall was up. 2016, there were 11 illegal immigrants who entered Israel. And then they raised the height of the wall an additional several feet. And in 2017, there was not one illegal immigrant that made it through the southern border into Israel.
That is David Rubin. He is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, talking about the effectiveness of a border wall in Israel. Now, of course, Israel has a much smaller border footprint than the United States does, and a wall is significantly more expensive and more complicated to build on the southern border of the United States than it is on Israel. But for the callers earlier who asked about Israel and the border wall there and the effectiveness of that wall, it kind of speaks to that point. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly. I am the morning show host and news director at News 96.5 WDBO in Orlando, Florida. And you can follow me online at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Talk Radio Joe. Joining us now is Tom Holman. He's the former acting director of ICE and a Fox News contributor. And I'm really glad you're joining us now, Tom, as we're talking about this case out of California as a police officer slain in the line of duty by an illegal immigrant. They're not naming him, but they evidently do know his identity. They say he is an illegal immigrant. They've got a picture of the guy. And it kind of begs to the question of whether or not a border wall could have stopped this guy. But I guess without knowing specific details of how he got here, it's kind of hard to answer that question.
Yeah, because we don't know if he is illegal, how did he come? Did he just enter as on a visa and overstay the visa? Did
sure.
he enter the country illegally? We don't know. But there's one thing we can certainly say, that the state of California provided him a sanctuary. I mean, Governor Jared Brown signed SB 54, which is a sanctuary status in California. The attorney general went on the air last year and threatened employers in the state of California not to work with ICE. ICE is not allowed in our county jails. SB 54 directs law enforcement not to work with ICE. I mean, you had the sheriff in Tulare County just last week talk about somebody he had a release that he used to work with ICE with, but SB 54 wouldn't allow him to do that. He went and killed somebody. I mean, so we can say that the sanctuary laws in California does not help law enforcement in any way whatsoever.
What is the role here for President Trump? You know, we had a caller earlier that I really thought was going to say that the president needs to use his bully pulpit and have an Oval Office, you know, primetime address to the nation and argue the point for his border wall and put pressure on Congress and get everybody to call their members of Congress to say, we want this wall, we want it now. Do you think that the president could be doing more to argue his case on this?
I think he's doing a lot. I mean, I talked to him 2 days ago. He's serious about this wall. I don't think he's going to bend on it. I think he's doing the right thing. Look, let's just take this one case in California. Right? You got Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't want to give a dollar to the wall, even though the Democrats supported the wall just a few years ago. She wants to support sanctuary cities. She wants to support sanctuary jurisdictions to keep illegal aliens in, but she wants to fund the wall to keep them out. So I think the American people need to start making a lot of noise. The president, of course, you can always say more and do more, but I think he's doing an awful lot. And I think it's up to Republican leadership in Congress. I don't see them out there talking enough. Certainly I'm out there talking, but I think the American people need to start raising their voices and call their elected officials and tell them to get this thing done. I mean, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. No one can explain to me what is the downside on securing our border.
You know,
we're talking about national security and public safety. There's no downside on securing the nation's border.
Tom, as you well know, there's kind of an age-old trick that a lot of politicians do, be it the local mayors and councilors or the president or members of Congress, Senate leadership. They often speak of the American people want this or the American people don't want this. And I've seen poll after poll that indicate that the American people are truly in favor of greater border security, and oftentimes that includes a wall. There just doesn't seem to be a whole lot of opposition to greater border security except for the Congress.
This is nothing but an attack on this president. People like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris and arrest these people, Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator out of New York, they will do anything they can to push back against this president. I think they know, they're smart people. They understand that border security is good for this country, but they also know that increasing border security, putting one foot of wall up for this president, has given this president a win. They're putting their hatred of this president and their own political ambitions ahead of that of national security and public safety. I would think it's every congressional representative's responsibility to protect this country and protect our sovereignty, but they're putting that aside. They've attacked this president, anything he's ever wanted to do when it comes to immigration. Every time he makes a step forward, ACLU files a lawsuit, some liberal, you know, they'll shop a judge in a liberal district to get a TRO on it. I mean, the president's fighting upstream on all of this. That's why I think it's up to the American people to start raising their voices. Call your congressman, call your senator, start raising hell. This is our country. We have the right to protect the borders.
You know, we're seeing these GoFundMe accounts that are starting here. It's kind of what you were getting at, in that, you know, there needs to be a bit of a grassroots effort here from the American people. But people are funding a private GoFundMe account to build a border wall. There are similar GoFundMe accounts. I was just reading one this morning of a GoFundMe account to bury underneath the border wall that would eventually get built, and another that would buy ladders that would go across the border wall. So there do appear to be competing accounts, but maybe instead of, you know, raising $10, $15, $20 at a time, there, maybe those are telephone calls that should be ringing members of Congress?
Well, they should be ringing members of Congress and asking for several things. Number one, where's E-Verify? A lot of people come to this country and leave to get a job. E-Verify works. It isn't foolproof, but it works a majority of the time. So how come we don't have E-Verify? If it's illegally to work in the United States, why don't we have a system that verifies if someone's illegally able to take a job in this country? If you take away that magnet, a lot of people won't come. If you take away – if Congress would fix the asylum laws to make them – that you don't qualify for asylum. It's in the law. You don't qualify for asylum unless you escape fear and persecution, race, religion, political affiliation. But the bar for your first asylum is so low, most people get in by just saying a few certain phrases that they're taught. Then later they go to immigration court, 92% of them lose their case. So fix the asylum laws, pass E-Verify, give ICE the appropriate amount of funding so they can detain people. Right now, families being released across the border right now because there's not enough room since Congress did not get them enough beds. If Congress would fix the loopholes that we've asked them to fix for the last 2 years, these people wouldn't be coming.
We're talking to Tom.
No, this is a direct feed of Congress.
Tom Homan is the former acting director of ICE. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly, guest hosting for Brian today. He'll be back with us next week, and I look forward to that just as much as you do. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Talk Radio Joe. Tom, we had some questions earlier about, and I don't know if this is something that you have readily available in your mind there, about the rate of violence from illegal immigrants versus naturally born American citizens. I mean, how dangerous are the average illegal immigrants as they come across our border?
Well, so I can say, if you look at the data, ICE last year, they just put the numbers out last month, ICE arrested 138,000 illegal aliens in the United States that had a criminal history. Either they had a criminal conviction or they were pending criminal charges at the time they were arrested. 138,000. Now, I'm always asked all the time, does illegal immigrants commit more crimes than native-born Americans? And I always say, well, that's not the question to ask me. The question to ask me is how many crimes would have not been committed if the illegal alien wasn't here? So how many crimes is acceptable? 1, 10, 1,000, 138,000? I mean, bottom line is, for all the crimes, 138,000 that ICE just arrested, there's 138,000 crimes that shouldn't have happened because they shouldn't have been here. So that's the question to ask. How many crimes would have been committed if we had a true border security, a border wall, and the loopholes fixed by Congress? That's the question American people need to be asking.
All right, you can join us right now at 866-408-7669. On the Brian Kilmeade Show, it's 866-408-7669. We're talking to Tom Homan, the former acting director of ICE. Do you have any insight, Tom, as to why the police department in Newman, California, aren't revealing the suspect's name in this particular case? Is that just to not give him notoriety, or is it some part of the investigation?
You know, I retired, so I'm not on the inside of this, but I can only speculate that the information they're working on is protected. I don't know who their source is, but, you know, I'm sure if this person's in the country legally, he's trying to make the ways down south. So they're trying to put out as little identity information as possible. He has a picture out there. I think that's what people are going to identify to. I really have no idea because I'm not on the inside of the investigation. I'm sure they have the reasons. I mean, they want this person arrested. No more than anybody.
I would imagine so. All right, Tom. Thank you so much. Tom Homan, the former acting director of ICE, Fox News contributor, here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming up next, we'll get some of your phone calls, your thoughts, your reaction, your take on this, on the illegal immigrant issue here in the United States, whether or not we're going to get a border wall, what needs to be done to achieve that border wall. We'll continue here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Then coming up in about 9 minutes or so, we're gonna focus here kind of hyper-local here on what we call the Space Coast. I'm in Orlando, Florida, and just to our east is Brevard County, where we'll find Cape Canaveral. And, of course, that is home to the historic rocket launches dating back to the 1960s, the Apollo and Gemini, and the space shuttle launches. And now we've got all this private industry handling launches out of there. And we believe that by next year we'll be back to crewed launches, not crewed as in C-R-U-D-E, but crewed as in C-R-E-W-E-D, that is humans. We'll have an actual human crew on these launches. We're going to talk to the chief operating officer of the Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex coming up in just a few minutes. So stay with us here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Joe Kelly, in for Brian Kilmeade. I know it's disappointing. Trust me, I'm disappointed too. I'm a big fan of Brian Kilmeade and look forward to him being back on our radio here in Orlando at News 96.5 WDBO. I'm the host of Orlando's Morning News and the news director here of our news department at this radio station here. And I'm just thrilled to be able to guest host and hold down the fort until Brian returns next week. He's on some much deserved and probably well needed downtime, some time off. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Talk Radio Joe.
Joe, I see that President Trump is tweeting right now about the troops and the reaction that he and the First Lady received while they were in Iraq and in Germany. We'll get into that a little bit later here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. In the meantime, I want to get kind of hyper-local here for just a moment and talk about something that is here in Central Florida, yet it is something that is talked about around the world, and that is space exploration. Joining me now is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer of the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, Theron Protzi. Hey, Theron, thanks for joining me.
Good. Thank you for having us this morning.
I hear from people all the time. If they find out that I live here on the Space Coast, they get excited about space launches. They get excited about coming down here and watching a launch. But there's always a bit of a trick to watching a launch because, as it's been said time and again, space is hard. And sometimes you'll travel all the way down here to see a launch, and then it gets scrubbed or pushed back or something else happens. But there are some things that people can do to try to make it a wonderful experience, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things, obviously, is a visitor complex. And, you know, coming to this attraction and looking at the what I call the fantastic versus the fantasy, seeing the actual vehicles here, you know, in 2013, we added the actual Atlantis, which is a full building within itself, but it houses that Atlantis in a flying formation and shows the story of all the trials and tribulations to take to build that beautiful vehicle and then display it in a way like no other. So, plus the rocket guard, many other attributes here. And just the last 5 years have been just a true transformation of the complex. There's so much new here. So, unfortunately, if a rocket launch does scrub, they can always come back again. But the complex itself is definitely a two-day experience. So. We hope they come back and look at the visitor complex and all the great artifacts that we have here and enjoy that and maybe catch the rocket when it launches again. But, yeah, it's a variety of reasons why they always scrub, but we always try to make sure that they have a chance to look at the latest and greatest in the space industry here at the complex.
And, Theron, it was a busy year for space exploration out of the Space Coast at Cape Canaveral, and it looks like the year ahead is going to be even busier, and it may well be one of the most exciting years, certainly since the space shuttle.
Oh, absolutely. We are jazzed up, to say the least, for crews to begin launching from American soil again. So, you know, looking at two crewed launches next year, the SpaceX demo capsule crew launch, which is uncrewed, will be January 17th. So it's coming right up. And you're right, it's already gearing up even bigger and better than in 2018. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, and all that tops on to the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. So we've got a lot of events happening next year, and really hoping that really increases the awareness of the overall space industry.
You know, there were some people, and I perhaps myself included, that felt maybe a little shot at a loss of pride when we decided to pivot some of our space launches from government operations to private companies. But it certainly looks now, in hindsight, that this is really working to everybody's advantage.
Absolutely. You know, one thing we tout, as NASA does as well, this is now a multi-user spaceport. So you have commercial crew here really focusing on the low Earth orbit and supplying the International Space Station as well as many other launch events. And then you have NASA completely focused on getting us to the moon and populating that as well as someday getting us to Mars. So it's really focused the missions of NASA, but it's also created just a phenomenal business model here for both NASA and commercial when you have launch pads and they are able to use it. I mean, SpaceX has a 20-year lease, pad 39A, and has done an amazing job refurbishing that. And that is a true, entity out there, as well as the Blue Origin now has a 750,000 square foot plus rocket facility right outside our doors. So there's a lot happening everywhere, and it's very bright for the future.
We're talking to Theron Protzi. He's the Chief Operating Officer of the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex out at Cape Canaveral in Brevard County, out there on the eastern shore of the middle of Florida, where we have all of our space launches. And it's a sight to see, as someone who's been there to watch these launches. But I have to say, Theron, it has become even more exciting to watch the landings, the booster rocket landings, especially when there was that Falcon 9 Heavy, and they landed twin boosters simultaneously.
Yeah, that's a beautiful sight, and you're right. It is it is interesting. You know, one of my favorite parts of the day when they land is I look across the bleachers at, you know, sometimes 3,000 people, and you know it's coming, and they don't. And when those sonic booms hit and watch everybody jump and see the excitement that they know they've actually landed, it is quite the sight to be seen. So it has a whole new dynamic to launches, it's really great for the experience of the guests. And one of the things we added here at the complex, we actually had a Paizo technology where they're actually guests can actually stomp on these tiles to create an energy, and that energy then transforms to two launch towers on our complex where they're actually launching the rockets themselves, and their actual videos of past rocket launches. So the guests kind of get a really unique interactive activity here that is quite dynamic. And we actually do land the SpaceX heavy boosters and as well as launch all the other rockets that go off here. So,
Theron,
you know,
if
really
somebody wants more information, what's the website that someone could go to for more information?
Well, it's our Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. KennedySpaceCenter.com. So they're welcome to go there anytime, and we update the launches on a continual basis. And all the information of the complex and what's going on here at Kennedy Space Center is constantly updated, as well.
Thank
as
you.
For all
Theron
over.
Theron Protzi is the COO of the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. You won't regret it. It's a whole lot of fun for the whole family.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. New Year's Eve in Times Square, promising to be a fun experience, says Times Square Alliance President Tim Tompkins.
Got amazing entertainment from BB Rexha to Lovely the Band to Christina Aguilera. So it's going to be a night of celebration, of music, of remembering where we've been and looking forward with a sense of hope.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill says there'll be enough uniformed and plainclothes cops on hand to ensure safety.
When it comes to the safety and protection we provide, there'll be much the public will see and much the public won't see. And the bottom line is this. People will be safe on Monday, and they should feel safe, too.
Also, at overseas in Paris, another weekend of violence. Yellow vest protesters marching on the headquarters of leading French broadcasters as small groups turned out in Paris and around France. Despite waning momentum for their movement, hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the central offices of television network BFM and state-run France Televisions, some hurling stones as police fired tear gas. The BBC is reporting that Britain is setting aside a sum of $130 million for extra cross-channel ferries just in case a final Brexit deal falls through.
Over the last couple of months,
three companies have been quietly awarded contracts to provide additional freight capacity between the English and European coasts in the event that the UK crashes out of the EU without a deal. Extra vessels, predominantly owned by French and Danish firms, will be commissioned to provide space for up to 4,000 lorries a week to cross the channel through ports including Plymouth, Poole and Portsmouth. The Department for Transport stated the agreements were needed to ensure the delivery of critical goods was not delayed and to prevent significant wider disruption to the EU economy.
And you can check out more news and read more analysis at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
A roadside bomb hit a tourist bus Friday near the Giza pyramids, killing three Vietnamese and their Egyptian guide. BBC correspondent Sally Nabil has more from Cairo.
The Ministry of Interior said the militants killed were planning a number of attacks against vital tourist and religious sites before the Egyptian Christmas celebrated on the 7th of January. It added that security forces have been on high alert all over the country. Yesterday's explosion is seen as a major blow to the tourism industry, a lifeline to the Egyptian economy. It took place at the peak of the tourist season and not far from Egypt's most famous landmark, the Great Pyramids.
The bus was traveling near the pyramids when the crude roadside bomb concealed by a wall went off, wounding 11 other Vietnamese tourists as well as the Egyptian driver. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Russian and Turkish foreign and defense ministries and ministers have met in Moscow to discuss northern Syria as U.S. forces prepare to withdraw from that country.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that much of the discussion focused on the pending U.S. withdrawal and that Russia and Turkey managed to agree on coordinating their steps in Syria to ultimately eradicate the terrorist threat. The Syrian military said it has entered the Kurdish stronghold of Manbij as part of an apparent agreement between the two sides. The Kurds looking for new allies to protect against a threatened Turkish offensive as U.S. forces prepare to leave. I'm Zeria Shakili.
December 29, 1940, on this day in history, during World War II, Germany dropped incendiary bombs on London, setting off what became known as the Second Great Fire of London. You can check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, my name is Joe Kelly, in for Brian Kilmeade today, guest hosting today out of Orlando, Florida, from News 96.5 WDBO. I'm the morning show host of Orlando's Morning News and news director down here, and I am as big a fan of Brian Kilmeade as you are, so I share with you the frustration when you tune in to hear your favorite radio host and find out that it's somebody else, because I'm similarly disappointed that Brian is not on today, and I'm the guy filling in. So, yeah, I get it. But, of course, this is the time of the year in which a lot of radio people take their time off. A lot of it has to do with the holidays. A lot of it has to do with how the ratings work. But this is a time in which a lot of people take their time off, and you're going to hear some of the second, third benchers that are filling in this week. I'm not sure where I fall in that. You'll find me online at Talk Radio Joe on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's at Talk Radio Joe. I was just reading Yahoo News says that Angelina Jolie, the actress, Angelina Jolie is now hinting at a 2020 presidential run. Why not? Would anybody vote for Angelina Jolie for president in 2020? All right, we've got a lot of ground to cover here this hour. Joining us now is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis. He is, man, I was just reading, Lieutenant Colonel, I was just reading over some of your bio. And first and foremost, I must thank you for your incredible service to this nation.
It's my pleasure.
I don't know if you ever get tired of hearing that.
Well, it's always nice to hear.
I'll tell you, my father, who passed this year, my father served for 21 years in the Navy. He retired as a commander, and he served aboard the Oriskany, the aircraft carrier. And my father, to the day he died, was always proud to wear his Oriskany ball cap. And I know that my dad always enjoyed when someone would greet him in public and thank him for his service. And in my father's honor, in his legacy, whenever I see somebody wearing a similar ball cap, I'm very quick to thank them for their service. And I never know. I assume if they're wearing a cap, they don't mind being thanked.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
Now, we spoke yesterday here on the Brian Kilmeade show about Syria and the pullout of Syria, and we spoke to Kanta Ahmed, and I wanted to circle back and play a little bit of what she had to say, and then I want to get your take on this as well. Let's go to Cut 16, how this perhaps is emboldening our enemies, the pullout of Syria.
American soldiers are expressing how they feel betrayed of the United States' abandonment of the Kurdish heroes that they were working with. So this exit is a personal humiliation for our own soldiers, and it is emboldening the forces of evil, Iran, Hezbollah, and our opponent, Russia. We can't be seen to be craven and opportunist and fleeting fair-weather allies using military forces like private security personnel and then dumping them when it's convenient.
Colonel, what is your take on that?
Well, I think she does have a few points, but by and large, I would say that those concerns are rather overblown. I can tell you from personal experience of having worked with foreign militaries and having trained Iraqis actually on the Iraq-Iran border in 2009, I can understand that, view she's saying that some soldiers may feel, oh gosh, we just let these guys down, because you develop a bond with these people, you become friends with them, and I can understand the sudden leave. But look, we have to understand that we have to look at this on a national level, and there should never have been anyone's expectation, anyone, that we're going to remain there permanently. The expectation was once those troops accomplished the mission that they were sent there to do, they should have been redeployed, which should have happened last October, in October 2017, which is when the purpose for them being sent there, which was to help the Syrian Democratic Forces rid Raqqa of ISIS. Once that was accomplished, then those troops should have come back. But instead, you have too many people in the Washington establishment, both political and military, that just can't ever let go, and they just went looking for new missions. And now that finally President Trump has said, you know what, this is not in America's interest, and I'm going to bring them out. Now, I will, with a caveat, though, agree and say the way it was handled was not very good, and it left a lot to be desired and should have been handled more appropriately. But the fact of the matter is it is in America's interest to redeploy those troops, and they should not be expected to stay there forever.
You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, retired as senior fellow and military expert for defense priorities. He served as a U.S. advisor for the Second Republic of the Korean Army while on active duty. We're going to get to Korea coming up in just a couple of minutes. And Lieutenant Colonel, I've heard some people say, you know, if you were to ask our troops in Syria, those 2,000 or so troops there, that they would be the first to tell you that, they don't want to abandon the Kurds. They don't want to leave Syria. But is that the proper way to decide foreign policy as to what our troops want?
No, absolutely it's not, because here's the reason why. Our troops, from four-star generals all the way down to buck privates, are in the military to obey the orders given them and to accomplish tactical tasks for the country. And anytime you give them a mission, they're going to want to stay there until it's done. I mean, I can tell you firsthand. As you may know, I've been rather outspoken, even when still wearing the uniform on active duty, that the mission in Afghanistan was a mistake and we should have shut it down a long time ago. But when I'm there and when I'm on the ground, I'm doing everything in my power on that day to accomplish every task that's been given me. And I wanted to completely succeed. And that's why every one of those guys, that's a good thing. Every one of those guys has that same mentality. But no, that's not the reason. A tactical task is not a strategic imperative of the United States. And right now, those troops need to be withdrawn. But I do appreciate their, you know, focus on getting the mission done.
Colonel, how do you square up for you know, as the president also announced that there's going to be a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan, and, you know, we've lost quite a few servicemen and women in Afghanistan. How do you square up with those family members who lost loved ones in Afghanistan, the impression that perhaps we're abandoning the fight and then those losses may have been for nothing?
No, there's no abandoning of anything, because that implies you have something to lose, and we don't have anything to lose. And that's one of the things that has been so painful to me, and it's given me such passion. I have been pleading with people to listen since 2009, but emphatically since 2012, when I, in fact, in public asked how many more Americans have to die for a mission that will not succeed and never will succeed. And so we have sacrificed so many. Many are here recently. I wrote again on it just last month because we have lost additional troops. And that mission, let me just flat out tell you, cannot be won militarily. It never will be won militarily. And it is therefore incumbent upon the government, and I'm emphatic in supporting the president in his desire to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. I think instead of just being a drawdown, it needs to be a withdrawal, because that mission can't be won with military forces.
Now, I want to play a cut here from a former CIA station chief, Daniel Hoffman. This was Fox News at night. And his explanation for why we need boots and troops on the ground, cut 17.
The fight against the terrorists in South Asia and in the Middle East, I can say from my experience, it's really human-based. It's our JSOC guys and intelligence, and it's hard to do it just from the air. We need actually people there with skills. And to some extent, the secret of our success, folks back home aren't tracking on all the Al-Qaeda guys we're killing who would threaten our homeland, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, I think the public is maybe blissfully unaware, and maybe they need to be more aware now of the steps we've taken.
Lieutenant Colonel Davis, do we need those humans on the ground to be able to gather intelligence so that we can commit to airstrikes?
what he's conflating there is a tactical execution with a strategic operation. And so, yes, there is no doubt anywhere you send special operations forces, probably anywhere in the world, they can execute a tactical mission and take out a given person that they're told to take out. But the question that is not even addressed is, does that make us safe? Is that necessary to keep us safe here? And I can tell you emphatically the answer is no, because that's not how terrorist plots are formed, by us going and taking them out there. This myth that we have to take them out there to keep us safe here has never been borne out by the evidence. And Utah, he said, you know, that's how success is. But I would challenge that by saying we have seen nothing but failure at the strategic level for now 15 years in Iraq and 17 years in Afghanistan. And that's why no matter how many thousands of people we have killed and taken out in these missions, the supply of enemies never dries up. It just continues on. However, what is critical to understand is that just because you have a few troops in these places, there are literally scores of places around the world where there are more potential terrorists that we don't have any troops. So how would you square keeping the nation safe with having troops in a handful of places vs the scores we don't have them? And the answer is, as has been depicted in a fairly recent study by the Heritage Foundation, where they analyzed 56 successful terrorist plots against the United States that were thwarted since 9/11 up through the year 2013. And 100% of those were interdicted because of good cooperation between federal and local law enforcement agencies and our robust global intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance effort and cooperation with friendly intelligence services around the world. That's what keeps us safe no matter where they come from. But having troops on the ground, I'm just telling you, it does not keep us here. Not one of those 56 were interdicted and stopped because we had a troop on the ground in some foreign country. That's just a fact.
We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, retired. He's joining us here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly at Talk Radio Joe here in Orlando, Florida. And Lieutenant Colonel, let's talk about the number of troops we have in Syria. Some 2,000 is what I understand. That seems like a remarkably small number to me. I mean, we've got, you know, Friday night high school football games that draw far more than 2,000 people.
That's a good analogy.
I mean, is that the kind of thing where, and you've got the experience to help me understand this and help our listeners understand this, but is that the kind of thing where we could say we're going to pull 2,000 troops out but still leave behind a footprint of some sort that's kind of their top secret, maybe a SEAL team or something like that, so we still do have a presence, we just don't telegraph it?
No, we don't need any. And let me just reinforce what you just said there. I've been on to some of these special operations forces missions or operations in enemy territory like this in Afghanistan in particular. And I can tell you that the majority of the people on that place are concerned with self-defense and self-preservation because you were literally in an enemy territory and there's threats all around. So it's not as though there's 2,000 people, you know, that are there conducting combat operations. In fact, there's literally only a few hundred in the thousands of square miles of territory where we're at that actually do the kinetic stuff. The rest of them are self-preservation, logistics, or other supply of personnel and activities. And when you're talking about the implications for a strategic view and the effectiveness of our forces there is virtually none. And that's one of the things I've been trying to tell anyone who's, decrying the president's decision here to withdraw, that as though that those troops are performing some valuable strategic, security for the United States, that their withdrawal will cause us problems, is just not the case. I mean, you can't do that with such few troops. And just let me give you a quick analogy. I mean, consider that we had 140,000 American and NATO troops in Afghanistan during the surge at the height of that in 2010, and we couldn't even stop all the people then, and we couldn't even control, you know, vast tracts of the country. Now imagine with 2,000 in a huge corner of the whole country of Syria. They're not doing anything there, so their withdrawal will not cause us any trouble.
All right, we're talking to you, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis. Could you hold on for one more segment? I do want to talk to you about North Korea and the missile programs there. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. You can join us, of course, at 866-408-7669. My name is Joe Kelly. It's at Talk Radio Joe. And we'll continue with Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis straight ahead here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Questioning everything. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. My name is Joe Kelly here in Orlando, Florida, filling in for Brian today, guest hosting today. Brian is going to be back with us next week, and I am looking forward to that just as much as you are. It's kind of that weird week right now between Christmas and New Year's. You don't know if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You don't know if it's a.m. or p.m. You don't know if you're supposed to be eating pie or eating turkey or what. But we're in that lull, which would otherwise be a slow news time, but it is not. We live in otherwise times right now. There's a lot going on right now, including today being the one-week anniversary of the partial government shutdown. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, a senior fellow and military expert for defense priorities. And I wanted to touch on the North Korea. And we seem to have had a pretty good year with North Korea this year. And if I'm not mistaken, we've not had any missile launches this year.
That is correct, yes, on both counts.
So that's, I mean, that is that not directly attributable to President Trump or the combination of the president and South Korea?
Yeah, it's a combination for sure. It is definitely a result of some of President Trump's actions and his willingness to meet and talk to Kim Jong-un, which none of his predecessors were willing to do. But it's also attributable to President Moon Jae-in from South Korea and even to Kim Jong-un himself, who actually desires improved relations. So it's a really good combination of things. And as long as Washington doesn't mess it up, and some of these people who seem to want to use military force everywhere or compel people to do things, as long as they can kind of keep on the sidelines, I think this is moving in a really good direction that's good for everybody.
So we obviously see when there are missiles launched. We're aware when there are nuclear tests. We're able to detect those kinds of things. But are there things that are still going on in North Korea that should be very troubling to the rest of the world?
Well, there, I think part maybe what you're referring to is several months ago there was a report out that said, you know, that North Korea is secretly continuing to work on its missile program. It's, you know, continuing to develop and refine, et cetera. And look, that's not surprising. That's no, nor is that breaking any promises. There have been no promises made to keep. What they have promised, they have done. They said, we're not going to conduct any more tests. We're not going to conduct any more missile launches. And we're going to continue to work towards peace. And they've done everything that they've said, but they've never claimed that they're going to not behind the scenes, you know, work on refining their missile programs, which, and why would they? Every nation does that. And so we're certainly not the case. So until we actually come to an agreement, they're not going to, you know, suspend even the work on the program until they get something. And that's really an important, I think, aspect of this that we have to understand in America, that in order to get something major like the cessation of this and the shutdown of the missile program, we also have to give something. And typically that's going to mean some kind of security guarantees that they can, you know, feel like they can trust. And so we have to be ready to give as well as to receive.
Colonel Davis, I mean, it seems that we have some momentum here with our relationship with North Korea and with North Korea and the rest of the world. How do we continue that momentum, though? I mean, what is the next step here?
Yeah. Well, number one is there are steps that are continuing on. Is that in that North and South Korea, although it hasn't been made a lot of the major news here because so many of the things that you mentioned have been going on, but there have been some significant developments. There was a meeting on the DMZ of North and South Korean soldiers, I think for the first time since the 1953 armistice was signed. So it's a historic moment where they're continuing in their friendship. They've broken ground on a new rail line that's going to go between the two countries to improve economic trade. And the presidents continue to work at the highest levels within their governments at lessening the tensions between them. So those things are continuing, and we need to hold them. The next thing we'll be looking for, really, I think the big next flag is to see what does Kim Jong-un say in his 1 January.
Colonel Davis, I got to stop you there, and I hate to do that because in my mind you are a true American hero. Thank you so much for your time here on The Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll continue.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and
attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike. So I got to add.